you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Hey, baby, you wanna go out? You wanna go out, honey? Spend any money? Come here, cutie. Hey, come here. Did you hear what I say? I said, come here. Come here, daddy. Oh, you look so good.
Ooh, look at all the colors on it. Oh, it is big. And you're going to go up in that?
I'm a little flower. Watch me as I grow into so many, many colors. Flower.
Unless your local government has given you other instructions, turn on the radio.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
That guy was a doofus.
White people were blessed with the gift of structure and organization. You guys do a good job of building businesses and things of that nature. And you know how to tap into money.
And now,
don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin Amito. It's 5:31, and it is Wednesday, the 21st of February.
We are shocked and amazed to see you.
How dare you all?
Well, at the beginning of that, 1 minute ago, nobody had seen you, and they said, well, prepare to go solo, and then the next thing I know, there's your voice.
Sometimes I'm in the other room, and I was in the other room for maybe a minute and a half or two, so I was here way
early. Oh, okay.
I mean, our bad. Way the hell early. A minute and a half for me, that's a lifetime.
I was so excited. I was looking forward to playing this for the first time in a long while.
Does Kevin ever show up for work?
Yeah.
Does Kevin ever show up for work? He is such a stupid slob.
Hey.
He is lucky to have a job. Does Kevin ever show up for work?
So your thoughts?
Did somebody order Mexican?
No.
The good news is there's always tomorrow.
It's funny that you would say that, too, because as I came into the room, it occurred to me that I'm about due, right? I mean, I've been here for, like, I don't know, a week straight. On time.
I guess.
Really?
Yeah,
that's like a record.
That's impressive, all right.
Yeah.
So, but there are very few tomorrow, is that what you're telling us?
Yes.
Very few people with that kind of record holding down a job, I'll tell you, being a week on time.
Thank
so,
you.
Good job.
And I'm talking about 7 work days a week. I'm not talking about just a week with weekends.
Wow.
It's been like that long since I've been late, so.
Is there anyone hotter than Lisa May?
No.
No.
Is there anyone hotter than Lisa May? When I hear her voice, with myself I want to play. Is there anyone hotter than Lisa May?
Check, 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 check. Good sound.
I missed that guy. That guy needs to call back.
Good sound. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's 5:33. It's Wednesday morning. Anything going on, Lisa, Bean?
Just excited to see that story yesterday about the woman, I think she was in South America or something, who had stomach pains for 23 years. I love these stories. And they kept telling her, you know, they kept giving her different diagnoses and just said, hey, you're just, you know, getting older. Maybe this is how South American medicine works. Well, you're just getting older.
Right.
That's probably all it is. After 23 years, somebody thought to do an x-ray, and they found a scalpel inside her stomach from a C-section that she had had back in the 80s.
Oh, my God.
In the 1980s.
1984, she had the operation, and she's been walking around with a scalpel in her stomach ever since. And you'd think at some point, if your stomach hurts, you keep coming back year after year, that eventually somebody's going to x-ray it. I guess eventually somebody did, but should it take 23 years?
No, you would think if there's unexplained pain, you would x-ray the first visit.
Well, here,
yes.
They would.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they didn't have x-rays back in the 80s. I don't know.
23 years.
Walking around with a scalpel. And it's funny.
Just making little slices all over
yeah.
his stomach all the time. Every time she eats something, you know, with acid, and it's like, ah!
Oh, my God.
That'd be horrible.
You know, I'm sure it doesn't happen all that often, but every once in a while you'll see these specials on the Discovery Channel or something, or, you know, Discovery Health, and... And they'll have a bunch of people on who have, you know, ended up with stuff left inside of them. It's just there are so many surgeries. I guess eventually it's going to happen. But still, it's not good, right?
There was a scalpel. They also lost a plastic glove that was in there.
Is that true?
And the surgeon's watch. Yeah, all inside. It's odd.
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, that's not part of it? Okay.
Usually they count now. They actually count all the instruments that they start with and end with. Yeah.
No kidding.
Make sure they got it them all. Because I guess it's happened a lot.
Wow.
My mother-in-law was just telling me. I saw her. We had a Pluto plus 77 party on Sunday, and she was over, and she was telling me that she had acupuncture one time, and then she went out, after acupuncture, and went to the bank and went to the grocery store and stuff, and then she got this call on her cell phone from the acupuncturist who said, I was counting the, I count the needles, and I think I left one in you somewhere.
I didn't
pull them all out, so she's feeling all around, trying to find it. It turned out it was stuck at the top of her head, like right at her hairline on her forehead. And she had been, like I said, she'd been all over town since then, and you had to have noticed it, and nobody had said anything to her, but I thought that was pretty funny. They laughed at her face.
Lady, there's a needle sticking out of your head. I guess you figure she's got to know, right?
Yeah, people are thinking, well, I should tell her, but I'm sure she knows she's got a needle sticking out of her head.
That's bizarre.
She walks around like with an antenna, coming out of the top of her head. But how funny that the guy counts the needles after the patient's already gone doesn't really help her, right?
Yeah, if you're going to count, why not do it right away?
Yeah.
As you take them out, you should count. Yeah.
And how do you leave one in the top of her head, the front top of her head? If I mean, don't you see it when she says, okay, see you next time or anything?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the particulars there, but that did crack. I don't know. Maybe one day we'll have to do a phone topic and stuff like that. That happens. It has to happen enough,
Stuff left inside of you?
Well,
or on the
something.
Outside of you.
Or on the outside. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is there.
Scalpel. My God. That is not the way you want to start your day.
No.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We need to finally have the discussion and come to a conclusion on the TV show Lost. Because we've been huge supporters of that show. Can't wait. Every week, look forward to it. Have all the people on the show. We had the little kid that plays Walt twice.
We did. Yes.
And he
was awful. We still had him twice.
He's a terrible interview. That's how dedicated we were.
But he's not on the show anymore, right?
No, God, no. He's been gone forever.
Yeah, Michael and Walt.
Michael's been gone.
Part of the problem is the people that you fell in love with in the first, season of that show. You rarely see anymore.
Yeah.
Well, they went off on a boat, didn't they? Didn't they drive away forever?
But how about an update? That's all I'm asking. How about an update?
What you're doing?
Once in a while. Yeah.
And then Walt says to his dad, "Hey, what about all those guys on the island?" "Ah, don't worry about it. I'm sure they're off by now."
Yeah. I mean, were they sworn not to tell anybody ever that there are people on the island?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where they are. I don't know if they're coming back. It's just, that's the type of thing, though, that gets you frustrated about that show, is that they drop plot lines you're interested in so that they can do, backstories on Desmond for an hour.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's rough, but we've put so much time into it.
I'm not ready to give it up, boys.
It's hard to bail. I don't think I am either, but we have already given up.
The show may have given it up.
Recapping it on the air, we've finished that. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, but personally, I
think Ralph has taken it off his TiVo. I think Bean is on the bubble.
Beans.
I'm a guy, like a lot of people, who likes to stick with a show if I've watched a show, but I'm very close to dumping this one. I really am. It's been more frustration than it has been entertainment for me. This last 2 weeks since it's been back, I had high hopes for it coming back strong, but it just hasn't.
Well, that's true. So we're going to talk to listener William as well today. We got to figure out what to do about that program because Heroes is clearly better.
Oh, yeah. I can do both.
But the problem with Lost is that they have asked so many questions, and we've watched it for, how many years has it been on?
This is the third?
Third? Two?
Mm. I mean,
I thought it was only the second.
Only the second.
Are we? Okay. I don't know.
It doesn't matter, but we've watched a lot of it, and we've got a lot of questions we want answered. That's why it's so hard to turn it back off. But we'll figure it out today.
Okay.
Also on the show today, chicks with webcams.
Oh. Lisa.
I don't have a webcam.
Well, you should.
That's what he's saying. Did you hear his tone?
Part of the problem.
B was trying to talk our assistant producer, Super Whore, into getting a webcam in her house.
Yeah.
And that it would pay off her bills and that she wouldn't have to do anything different.
It's probably true.
That's all I'm saying is, look, and we'll talk about this later, but she doesn't have to do anything differently than she does. I'm not asking her to strip. I'm not asking her to do sex shows. I'm not asking her to do live chat. I'm just asking her to live her life.
But that's all coming next. Once she gets the webcam, then you can work on the chat and the other stuff.
Well, yeah, one step at a time. But come on. And the money, there's so much money in that. I mean, look at my credit card bill every month. I mean...
So we're going to talk to people in the 7 o'clock hour this morning who have webcams in their house.
And find out what it's like.
Yeah, because that there are certain people out there. They're making money that way. They got the camera up there.
Up there.
I mean, up there like by the roof, Lisa.
Okay.
For God's sakes.
We'll talk about Paula Abdul, who claims she's never been drunk. I'm not watching the American Idol, but
she's been something.
That is quite funny to hear anyone really. I mean, it's hard to believe anybody when they get to be her age and you say, I've never been drunk.
If it's someone who's never drank in their lives, okay. But someone
even
who drinks at all, well, Bean's never been drunk. Right, Bean?
No, I haven't. No,
no
I haven't.
But he's Bean, for God's sake.
But Kevin's right. She's got to be pushing 50. And forget the fact that she's accused of being drunk on national television every week. The fact that it's never happened to her one time when she was a big-time recording artist. Yeah. You'd think that she would have gone on a party to celebrate the Grammys or something and get drunk. I mean, at least come clean.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I've never inhaled. Come on.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Who believes that? Also on today's show, we have Tyra Banks Really Blows.
Oh,
yay!
How dare you.
I never
how
get
dare
tired
you.
Of this.
Another episode. This is...
Did you watch it, Kevin?
I did. It was worse than I thought.
Really?
Tyra wore the original swimsuit bikini that she wore 10 years ago on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Well, how heartwarming was that? What a moment
my
for everyone.
God, is she just... Oh.
I love her so.
Here's my favorite part about it, is not that it was... groundbreaking for African-Americans, which was her whole angle. This
oh,
is how
really?
She celebrates African-American Month, or whatever they call it, Black History Month. Right. This is how she's celebrating by showing.
Well,
her.
it was a breakthrough at the time. I mean, she was the
Shut
first
up.
Black person to be on the you know
Shut
on the cover
up.
Solo. Well, no, that is true, though.
She'll tell you that 1,000 times in the show, Bean.
But I don't know why it's that significant 10 years later. That's my point.
Here's my
I think it was
thing.
At the time.
Here's my favorite thing, and Bean tipped me up to this before I watched it, and that is that she put on the original bikini that she wore on the cover, but and she said, this is it. Here we go, and she led up to it the entire show. But she had a stylist who added fabric to it. So what's the point? I mean,
so she's not proving that she can get back
no,
into it.
That's
because
not,
she
no,
can't.
That wasn't her point, is that she can get back into it, although that's what you would think.
Right.
Why would she do it otherwise? I don't know. And then she had her mom on, and her mom was telling her how good she looks fat. It was just, I want to take out both her and her mom.
Oh.
So that's coming up this morning. I also have a secret break I can't tell you about.
Oh.
That's coming up this morning.
That's always worrisome.
Yeah. No, you don't need to worry.
It's pointed at someone.
And if you missed it, Ralph was in line for the people who were trying out for, they were auditioning for Who Wants to Be a Superhero for the Sci-Fi Channel, where you need to make up your own superhero and your own name and your own powers, maybe your own theme, you know, maybe you have a catchphrase.
Did somebody order Mexican?
And we're going to give you some highlights of that just after 6.
Okay.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is next with the Showbiz Beat.
How are those Hawaii Five-O DVDs treating you, Ralph? Still enjoying those every day after work?
They're awesome. You know why? Because I've got the glasses. You know when you have a cold beverage and it's kind of warm out, you get the condensation, you know? So you put those discs right there on your table, and it keeps you from, ruining the surface of your table.
So that's what you're putting your glasses on?
On the Hawaii Five-O coasters.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Come on.
It's a nice set, too. I mean, you didn't even think coasters would cost that much. Apparently, they're going
for
less.
Why was there an extra set of those DVDs in a DHL pack in the office that you took home?
Come on,
guys. How come that was happening?
Oh, it's because they didn't get picked up to be delivered for Bean.
Oh, that's his.
So I'm assuming it's God's way of saying he doesn't want him to have them.
Right. Okay,
here's the thing.
Good. Glad to hear it.
It's my favorite show of all time. I'm the guy who's been writing the TV and movie studios begging them to release these things on DVD. Mm-hmm. And finally, they arrive, I guess, next week or something. Ralph has them all. I have none of them. He's wasted them. He's using them for skeet shooting. I don't have them to watch. My favorite show of all time now on DVD for the first time ever.
I think we're rejecting the idea that it can be your favorite show ever. I am, at least.
Oh,
late 60s, early
you.
70s,
yeah.
Hawaii 5-0. Really? The
how
best show
dare
ever?
You.
South Park, Simpsons, Family Guy.
You haven't watched it in a while then because.
No, of course. It hasn't been on since the 60s and 70s.
It has not aged well either, by the way.
No. Really?
I caught a couple episodes the other day. It's like, the cop drama has come a long way since Hawaii 5-0, my friends.
But nothing has replaced the greatness of Jack Lord's hair. That's all I've said.
That's true.
It's 5:52 Wednesday morning. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat.
Congratulations to Carmen Electra and Dave Navarro. People Magazine says their divorce was finalized yesterday. This is the biggest non-story in the world. It's the most civil divorce you've ever heard of in your life.
They just said, all right, never mind.
They split the community property right down the middle according to their prenup. Their personal belongings, each of them had their own. They're already taking care of that. There's no alimony. There's no lawsuits, no nothing. Everyone shook hands, went home.
Wow.
After 3 years of marriage, couldn't have gone smoother.
How about that?
That's how a divorce should be handled. You listen to me, Limpy. Heather Mills, of course. Britney Spears, back in rehab. She's in rehab. She's out of rehab. She's in.
She go back down
she's
to.
In, she's out. Wherever? She didn't go to Antigua.
Didn't go.
Time. No. Now she's in Promises, allegedly.
Promises. Okay.
Which I believe is.
That's here, right?
So yeah, Pasadena.
Malibu.
Like Kevin doesn't know. Kevin. Malibu. Like, oh, Malibu. Promises. I've never heard of that. Where's that?
Did you do that one?
No.
When you were doing your rehab tour?
No, I didn't do a rehab tour.
Oh, I see. Yeah, she's back in. Apparently, her family and friends got together and said, "Seriously, feel Baldy. The top of your head.
Yeah.
Feel the top of your head. You feel that? Get into rehab, ass." Yeah. Stories keep coming out about that night where she shaved all her hair off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last Friday night, I guess, she came back.
Right. On Sunday night, she puts on a blonde wig and goes to On the Rocks, a nightclub here in Los Angeles. And according to reports, she spent most of her time just boozing hard. But she asked the bartenders to serve all of her drinks in red plastic cups so people would think it was just soda or water.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. But she wasn't fooling anybody. Witnesses said she downed tequila, vodka, Midori sours, and then asked for champagne.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Apparently, this is my favorite part of the story, she went into a crying jag when somebody, when one of the DJs played Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah.
And she went up to the DJ booth, and the DJ didn't know who she was, did not recognize her.
Well, don't shave off your hair then.
She's wearing a fake wig and everything and glasses, so he had no idea who she was. Apparently, she was very upset by that.
I wonder if it's all about her not being hot anymore. I wonder if that, like, she used to be one of the hottest chicks in the world. She was on all the magazines.
4 months ago, she was hot.
I know, but not. But I'm saying, like, you have two kids. Maybe that makes her feel like she's no longer the America's sweetheart, the hottie, you know, and then she got married, divorced, that whole deal. I don't know. If she gained a little weight, maybe she's just, who knows why she's flipping out.
Earlier that day on Sunday, the London Daily Mail reports she showed up at the Mondrian Hotel trying to order a pitcher of mojitos and to get a room to check into to crash and sleep. But she didn't have her credit card with her, just a piece of paper with a partial credit card number written down on it.
Wow.
So she was denied.
Here are six numbers of my card. Is that okay?
Bystanders say she was crying and apparently drunk, trying to switch bikinis with someone else and shaving her legs by the pool later on that day.
My God.
Switch bikinis.
Yeah, apparently she liked someone else's bikini and asked them if they wanted to swap.
Wow.
Loaded like out of her head.
5 minutes away from being Anna Hayes going door to door in Fresno looking for the spaceship.
Jeez.
Could not be happier.
Dude.
Could not be
You know what's weird is that most stars like her have people that she could have just had the hotel. Here's my manager's name. Call him and he'll give you the credit card number. It doesn't seem like she's got any kind of system in place.
She's white trash.
Yeah.
She's Ellie Mae Clampett.
How stupid can you get?
I don't know.
James Brown is still not yet buried.
Christmas Day he died.
Christmas Day. That would be December 25th.
Oh, this is sad.
Here as we are in the latter part of February.
It's February 21st, yeah. So that means it's almost 2 full months since he died.
However, sources say the 6 adult children of James Brown have finally agreed on where to bury his body.
Okay.
Hasn't been done yet, but looks like they've come to some sort of consensus. The location will be confidential, as is the whereabouts of James right now. No one really knows exactly where he is.
But his family does? They're not, like, looking
for
him.
No, they know where he is. Okay. But they're not telling anyone, and they're not telling anyone where he will finally be interred. But
they all get together, and one of the kids is like, somebody else has to take Dad. He's really starting to smell.
Please, I can't keep him in my house any longer. Some music news. Reunion tour seems to be the big story this year. Apparently, it was too good to be true. The Van Halen reunion tour is off.
Oh, really?
It hasn't started yet.
Yeah, it is not going to start. The concert industry website Polestar.com has announced that the planned 40-city tour of North America with original singer David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen and his son Wolfgang on bass is now officially postponed indefinitely.
Was David Lee Roth an ass again?
There's also word that the band's performance at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is also in doubt. Roth himself told Rolling Stone magazine recently that rehearsals for the tour have been, in his words, combustible. I guess it blew up for good during that combustion.
I think he's an a-hole, and he doesn't get along with Eddie Van Halen at all, right?
Apparently, no.
You would think...
Oil and water, those
two. You would think he would want, at this point in his career, he would want to make it work so he could be back on stage.
Yeah, just suck it up.
Yeah, what do you really need?
How much do you need to interact with the dude?
Shut your mouth.
Right. It's not like you're battling over new music that you're trying to have an artistic vision for, right? You're playing the same old goddamn songs. You know how they go. Rehearse, sing, leave the room. see each other on stage. Separate, you know, dressing rooms. Everybody goes home happy and a little richer.
Yeah.
A lot of bands have stayed together for many years using that that formula, Ralph.
Unreal. The Police reunion tour, that's very different. Apparently the guys are getting along famously, and it is selling out everywhere.
Sure.
The first round of the shows went on sale at the end of last week and sold out in mere hours. Extra dates have already been added for Vancouver, where the tour is opening on May 28th, along with Montreal. Both nights at New York's Madison Square Garden have sold out. The band has added a giant stadium gig on August 5th. The two shows at Boston's Fenway Park are gone.
Wow.
The on-sale dates will be announced soon for Oakland's McAfee Stadium, which they'll be playing on June 13th. And I mentioned this yesterday, and I apologize. I had misinformation regarding the Police tickets for here in Los Angeles, but they will be playing Dodger Stadium on June 23rd here in Los Angeles.
June 23rd.
And
oddly, against the White Sox. That's what surprised me about that announcement.
No, he means in concert.
Oh.
Yes. And the tickets go on sale Monday morning. So that's the new correct info. Monday morning, tickets for the Dodger Stadium Police show on June 23rd will be going on sale. I suggest you get there quickly because apparently they're selling out everywhere.
You forget how many great songs the Police have, too, until
that's
you
true.
Get a chance to see them in concert or, you know, put on an album or something. They really, I mean, they had 5 albums out while they were together, and all of them were fantastic.
Yeah. I've heard them enough.
How can you be so excited about Rage getting back together? Oh. And there's no songs you've heard more than Rage songs.
Rage is the best band ever.
Do you think you've heard more Rage songs or Police songs in your
Rage
lifetime?
Rage, by far.
Well, then how can you say you've just heard the songs too much?
Because I love Rage. I'm not a big fan of the Police.
Well, that's nothing to do with how many times you've heard the song. It just matters about who you like best.
It depends on how much you like them. If you love them, you could listen to their songs forever.
Right.
I don't love the Police. So I've heard their song. I've heard Roxanne a million times. That's really enough.
My favorite version of Roxanne? Eddie Murphy in 48 Hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
He sings that.
When Nick Nolte's coming to get him out of the jail cell and he's got the Walkman on.
No. That's right.
Very funny.
And lastly, don't believe everything you hear on the internet. According to Reese Witherspoon, a lot of news going on of late is that she's dating George Clooney.
Yeah.
She says that's not the case at all. Truth is that she's in talks with George and George's family about portraying George's late aunt Rosemary Clooney in a feature film. They want to do a movie about her.
She's not hot enough for him anyway.
That's true.
You know,
Rosemary Clooney was a very popular singer and actress in the 40s and 50s and films. And apparently she had a very interesting life story. She got addicted to pain medication, I believe, and had a remarkable rebound from her addiction. So apparently Reese is interested in doing a movie about her life. So her and George have been collaborating on that. So that's the reason you see him around so much together here in Los Angeles. No funny business going on.
All right.
Well, maybe.
But
a little funny
he's probably nailing her just because he can, though.
Sure.
She's got a relationship.
Yeah.
No.
You know, they have a business lunch someplace, and he takes her in the bathroom. Just.
He says, "You want to do
dessert for George?"
He says, "You want to do it first or afterwards?"
Yeah,
it's your choice.
Let's just knock it out because I know you want to, and this way we can clear our minds and get down to the business at hand.
If George Clooney had a sign-up sheet, there'd be more people show up than for the American Idol auditions at the Rose Bowl, would there?
There'd be more names on that petition than on the Bean. Bring back Bean's blog petition, which I saw on the internet recently.
By a million times, there'd be more names for George Clooney. Sure.
Not many. Just a couple more.
Just a couple.
Today's celebrity birthday is one of the biggest celebrity birthday days there is.
Wow.
Huge list of names. Rue McClanahan from the Golden Girls.
Well, that's
72
huge.
Years old today.
How old is she?
She's 72.
I need to take that bell back.
Kevin has unrung the bell.
All right, how dare you?
Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO in all the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll too. I don't know what we're going to do. He's 61 years old today. One of my favorite actors of all time. When you think about this guy's career, he has just given you some of the great performances ever. Alan Rickman, he's a British actor.
Oh, he's great.
You know him as Snape in the Harry Potter movies, but he was also in Die Hard. He was also in Dogma. I was just watching Bob Roberts with Tim Robbins the other day on the weekend. He's in that. Just an amazing performance. This guy is great in everything he does. 61 years old today. William Peterson from CSI. 54 years old today. Kelsey Grammer, who plays Frasier, of course, for many, many years. 52 years old today.
Oh, for God's sakes, I'm 52!
Jack Coleman, who plays Mr. Bennett on Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Is 49 years old today. Jack Coleman got his start playing the gay son of John Forsythe on Dynasty.
Oh.
Wow.
That was his big TV break.
Oh,
he has come a long way since then.
Yes, he has.
William Baldwin, one of the Baldwin brothers.
Ugly?
Not ugly.
I can't figure him out anymore.
Okay.
I know Alec, and the rest of them are just
Williams
all a blur.
Billy's the
good-looking
yeah,
one?
He is.
He's Backdraft.
Backdraft.
Okay.
He's that one. He's 44 years old today. And Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh!
Whose breasts... That's where she keeps the ghosts that she talks to, I think.
Yeah.
In Ghost Whisperer, because her breasts have just taken a life of their own. They're just packed full of spirits or something.
They're packed full of goodness.
She's a tiny little girl, and she has these voluminous and, from all accounts, natural breasts.
Boobs.
So that's why she's our favorite. She's 28 years old today. She's 28. Doesn't she seem like she's been famous forever?
Forever, yeah.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin, I know you're in hell because right now there's 5 hours a week of American Idol on the TV schedule.
It's not just that. I can avoid that. It's everyone in the world watching it and talking about it that drives me nuts, because that way you can't get away from it.
Well, it's the number one show on television. 2 hours on Tuesday nights, 2 hours on Wednesday nights, 1 hour on Thursday night for the next 3 weeks. And the positive side of it is you get to tune in and see how drunk Paula is. And that's what you really got to watch on this show. You got to really enjoy seeing how much she starts slurring toward the end of every show. It's great times.
You didn't see the article in the Associated Press? Paula Abdul's spacey behavior on American Idol has prompted many to ponder if there's a tumbler or two of booze in that red cup on the table in front of her.
Yeah.
She comes out and says, that's nonsense. She told Us Weekly magazine in their February 16th issue, I've never been drunk in my life.
Okay, has she seen the show?
Apparently not.
Could change her mind.
She's not just saying, I've never been drunk while I was doing the show. She's saying not once. College, if she went, whenever, high school, college years, 20s.
Oh, come on.
Never one time drunk, ever.
So the president of the United States admits to a DUI, yet a judge on American Idol is still claiming she's never been drunk.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, we had to find out the bottom of this story. What is Paula talking about, like we can understand? So we've got her on the line right now. Your judge from the American Idol, Paula Abdul. Good morning, Paula.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
We're good. We're good. It sounds like you're hitting something there. What's that?
I'm just clapping. Huh? Yeah. I was clapping for you because I love your essence.
Uh-huh.
And I think you guys do a great, great
job. See, Kevin, you don't watch the show, but Paula applauds at inappropriate times all the time, and nobody can ever figure out why she's clapping. It's just, it doesn't make...
Stop it!
What?
You guys, it's funny.
Paula, it sounds a lot like you're drunk all the time. Why would you say that is?
I don't know.
Because in the story, you say you've never been drunk in your life.
I have never been drunk in my life.
Paula, what's in the cups? These tumblers that have Coca-Cola on the outside, on the logo.
Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Is it Coca-Cola?
It's Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola plus?
Nothing.
A little rum, maybe?
I've never been.
Never been?
Drunk.
Okay.
Okay, now what is that?
Tell me what it sounds like.
Well, we're asking you about never being drunk.
Yeah, I've never been drunk. Not one drunkenness.
You say here's the quote from Us Weekly. There have been 100 million lies about me.
Yes.
I'm squeaky clean. I've worked my ass off my entire life, but being involved in the show causes people to question everything. It's not like people just made it up. People just decided, ooh, let's start a rumor about Paula Abdul. We start conversations about this because we see you on the show where you're so clearly plastered.
What's that?
I'm squeaky clean.
That's what she says in the article. I'm squeaky clean. Paula? Is that a bong?
What?
Is that a bomb?
No. No way. I have never been drunk.
Never drunk.
Well,
I see.
That one.
What was that?
Nothing.
That's a frog? Are you?
Frogs are tasty.
Are you licking a frog?
Yeah. That's a lot of frogs.
It's like more than you need.
It's like a season's worth.
Oh,
What is that?
Nitrous oxide.
Okay. Paula.
X-lax.
Okay, what was that?
Slide whistle.
We can hear that. What's that?
I'm snorting a xylophone.
I didn't realize that was possible. Paula. What was that?
I just smoked a timpani drum.
Afro line 323-520. Afro is the phone number. It's an answering machine. You can call us any time of the day when something strikes you that we need to know.
Okay.
Here's a girl who is like-minded with me, and that's scary, first of all. But we're in hell now that it's American Idol season, and everyone watches except for us and talks about it all day long.
American Idol sucks ass.
Yeah. Well, we're screwed, unfortunately.
You say us, I'm watching it.
Everyone is, except for me.
Except
I know.
Except for you.
No,
I'm
not that chick.
You.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying it's rough.
You're lonely. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying I'm lonely. This time of year, everybody else is on the bandwagon, and it blows. There's a guy talking about those anti-drug TV commercials that they show.
The only way to truly understand those anti-drug commercials on TV is to be really, really high.
That does help. It does. It makes a lot more sense that way. We had a huge argument, the Great Burger Debate. Bean thinks White Castle's better than In-N-Out. Bean clearly, obviously, wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Bean, I'm eating In-N-Out right now. So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's no White Castle you can go to instead. Sure, I understand you got
to
settle.
I had to go get In-N-Out the other day after that just because it was sounded so good after the argument. Here's a lover of a certain person on the show.
Hell, I ain't clear or nothing, but that Psycho Mike is one fine-looking man. I'll tell you this, I would not mind seeing him naked, even though his middle name is Dwight, and that is totally gay.
He knows a lot about you, Mike.
He's not gay for wanting to see him naked, but the middle name Dwight does make him gay.
Right.
Here's a guy who, and I think we need more people like this. They're willing to push the eject button. I like this guy.
Yeah, I've listened to... Well, I'm going to call back and try that again. That wasn't very good.
He just gives. He bails. And I like that. He self-edits. Just moves right on.
Hey, Killer Bean, last night, I got laid. That's what she said.
I don't think you can set yourself up that way necessarily. We were talking about the people who are trying out for Who Wants to Be a Superhero, and Ralph ran into this guy.
Did somebody order Mexican?
I just let out a big old stinky fart. I think somebody ordered Mexican.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
Hey, Lightning, my vagina has a deeper voice than you.
Ouch.
Wow. That hurts.
Guys! Who all buy women drinks and complain that they get laid? Are gay!
Yeah, that's the guy that called. He emailed us first and said women in Southern California are all about the money. And he doesn't know how to find one that's not. And yet he wouldn't even... He didn't want to buy a woman a drink so he could start talking to her because it would be emotional prostitution.
Oh. Right.
Yeah,
whatever happened with that? You were going
to
go out
ATM.
With him.
Yeah. If you're listening, homo, whatever your name was, I think it was Josh.
Yeah.
Call me. Alex has given you the number. I will take you out, and we'll see just how much game you have. We'll see if it's really the girls of Southern California or if it's your douchebaggery.
Is that a word?
It is now.
Okay, good. Here's the number one movie over the weekend.
Regarding Ghost Rider, let me get this straight. His name is Johnny Blaze, and he bursts into flames. He's flaming.
Yes.
Gay.
$51 million.
Wow.
He's really not gay as much as he's a gay protector, though.
That's true, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Dewan, everybody.
Reverend Bean, God bless you guys. And also, praise the Lord to Drew Barrymore. Praise her, my Lord. Praise her, my Lord, in her heart.
What?
Make her friendly.
What?
Keep her safe and sound. Praise the Lord, guys. Later.
Was he praying
he
or
get religion?
I don't know because he's never talked about that before.
Not ever once.
I guess he just looks at Drew Barrymore and realizes the Lord does good work, I guess.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Thanks a lot for putting down the bomb and putting up the download rodeo page. Love it to death. However, there's no...
Now, what do you think he's complaining about? We have... How many things are on there? Like 80?
Yeah, there's quite a few. And, of course, we're talking about KROQ.com. You can now get in waveform or MP3 form some of the favorite things that people have requested over the years from our show. As long as it's not copyrighted to somebody else, we can put it up on the site for you. You can use it as a ringtone or email alert on your computer. What is he complaining about that's not on there?
There's 84 items up right now at KROQ.com.
Boy, I don't know. What?
Lisa, moan on there, okay? Let's remedy this situation. Get Lisa a bottle of wine and a few packets of Equal and a little toy or something, and then have her record one for the ages. I mean, for God's sake. I mean, just please.
He knows me.
Yes, he does.
Wine and Equal.
Please.
All right with that.
Please.
All right.
Lisa, moan. Moan, Lisa, please.
Is this what he's talking about?
Maybe.
That's a good one. I'd make that a ringtone.
Hand check.
You're no fun.
Oh, no, what are you doing? Don't stop. Come back.
We'll put that up.
That's 323. As long as the ring goes.
I'm not done.
520 AFRO.
Yeah, I'm Brandon from Incubus. Coming to be here. It's really, it's good to be here. It's nice.
He was sick the day before in his defense.
Time with you guys.
A little low-key.
Yeah.
Lisa, you look great. It's good to see you.
That was about right.
Ari Rome from Northridge just got those tickets to see Zodiac. Ari Rome.
Speaking in tongues?
Ari Rome. That's his name. R-O-H-M.
Right.
Rome? I don't know. 6:55, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
I'm having a very Lisa evening tonight. I'm very excited.
A very Lisa evening.
Very Lisa evening.
Oh, you are.
Oh, you poor sucker.
No, it's going to be good.
I'm going to see the Los Angeles premiere of Wicked, the new Broadway musical Wicked.
No. Okay. It's a great show.
It opens tonight.
It's at the Pantages.
So I'll be going to the Pantages. To see Wicked and then the big after party. I'm very excited.
I smell gay.
Oh, stop it.
My wife saw that on Broadway, said it was fantastic.
It is.
But then she's a woman, though, so, you know.
Ralph will enjoy it because he has taste.
I used to do the musical theater,
exactly.
Back in the day. So I have a certain appreciation for the art. My wife, I'm sure, will enjoy it as well.
I hate gay people, so, I let it be known. I don't like gay people. I don't like to be around gay people.
All right, Timmy.
Speaking of Lisa May and theater.
Yes?
If you're not doing anything the weekend of March 3rd and 4th, you might want to check out our very own Lisa May and her KROQ colleague, Kat Corbett. Do you like that?
Oh.
Nice.
In the Vagina Monologues.
Woo!
Here's a little clip.
My goodness, was that a mouthful?
Yeah.
Could as easily be.
It's Saturday and Sunday, March 3rd and 4th at the Hermosa Beach Playhouse. It is it's a charity event. All the proceeds benefit 1736 Family Crisis Center. Worst name for a charity ever.
Well, it's not a good one.
1736. What the hell does that even mean?
It was the address of their first shelter for runaways.
Moving on. Got to come up with something else.
Better name.
Moving on. How about Kids Are Dying Crisis Center? Help a Kid Crisis Center.
We say 1736 if that helps.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes it much
better. Much better.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like
now
it sounds like a year before the Mayflower landed. For more information, you can go to www.vdaysouthbay.org, or there's a link on the front of the Kevin and Bean page if you'd like to get more information on how to purchase tickets and see Lisa and Kat talk about their vaginas.
Oh, yeah. F me. It's going to be hot.
F me.
There's that clip. There's this clip.
I guess everybody does love dick.
So she's been rehearsing.
All there in the show.
It's going to be good.
What's Kevin Federline been doing while his ex-wife is melting down publicly? Well, the New York Daily News says that Kevin Federline may have half a brain. According to people near him, he is biding his time out in Los Angeles, and he is purposely staying out of the spotlight while Britney shaves her head and
implodes,
shows up everywhere loaded and vomits in the back of SUVs and passes out because he has a plan. He thinks that her escapades will help him win custody of their two children.
Okay.
Does he think he really wants
that? Yeah, let me ask this question. He left his other two kids.
Yeah.
Right. What does he want with the kids? He doesn't want them. He wants her to pay him money, right?
Friend tells the New York Daily News he is just waiting for her to get worse. She's only hurting herself right now and helping his case.
Right. And then he's going to say, all right, I have custody, but if you want them...
Once he has custody, $100
million.
He can sell them to Madonna or Rosie O'Donnell or whoever else
is
collecting
them. He's Howard K. Stern as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he didn't take any video of Britney in clown makeup talking to a doll as if it was a baby. That's the greatest video ever, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, 8 months pregnant.
Oh, is that disturbing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Federline is, by default, starting to look like the better parent, though.
But out of those two, I mean, don't you choose neither? Isn't neither a choice?
It's Hitler versus Stalin at this point.
I would let the children be raised by tapirs at that point.
Can tapirs raise children?
I don't know, but it couldn't do any worse. I'd go to the zoo and just throw the kids in any cage, any given cage you could find at the L.A. Zoo, lock the door, wish them well. I think they'd come out of the cage better than they would if they were raised by either
of those
people.
I think I agree with you.
You know, even celebrities get crushes on other celebrities. Us Weekly magazine asked a bunch of celebrities who they had crushes on when they were younger, when they were before they were famous, when they were just kids coming up. What celebrities did they want to bang?
Right.
And some interesting results came about. You know Sophia Bush?
Oh.
Sure.
Yes. I'm talking about. She had a crush on Cary Elwes from The Princess Bride. He played the Dread Pirate Roberts in that movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She loved him for some Princess Bride.
She could probably get him now.
Yeah. Carmen Electra. Had a crush on Anthony Michael Hall.
No.
Yes.
No.
When he was really, really young?
No. When he was popular and geeky.
Nope. Don't believe it.
Like in National Lampoon's Vacation when he played Chevy Chase's kid and, you know, 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Pretty in Pink and that era.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She loved him.
No way.
Just hope the geeks everywhere.
Yeah.
Mina Suvari always had a thing for Def Leppard's Joe Elliott.
Which one is he? The one-armed drummer?
I don't know.
No.
Mike, which one's he?
Lead singer.
Oh, there lead singer. Okay.
Okay. Kate Hudson?
Yep.
Loved Matt Dillon when she was growing up. And there they ended up co-starring in You, Me, and Dupree, so dreams do come true.
How about that?
Josh Holloway from Lost, plays Sawyer on that show, had a crush on Olivia Newton-John, the Grease era.
Okay.
She was pretty sporty. I love that thing when she gets nasty and puts on the black leather pants.
Sure.
It's a good deal.
That was good.
And Jennifer Garner from Alias... had a crush on Donny Osmond.
Oh, really?
Of the Mormon singing Osmond family.
Well, that's not right.
A lot of girls did back then.
Very odd.
They forgot the most famous one, which is Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise.
Oh, that's true.
Didn't she say one day I want to marry that guy?
She did. As a teenager, said I want to marry Tom Cruise.
Very careful what you wish for.
Exactly. Bad things can happen. And apparently, to keep their marriage spicy, Christina Aguilera and her husband Jordan Bratman celebrate naked Sundays.
Naked Sundays.
Sweet. They spend an entire day at home on Sundays, and everything they do it naked, including cooking, cleaning, reading the paper, sitting at the table, having dinner, whatever they do, they must be nude.
Okay.
They got married. How desperate are they to spice up their marriage?
Yeah.
We spice up our marriages. You're just married. What needs spicing? If you're already working hard to keep your marriage spicy at 6 months, what are you going to do at 2 years?
Have you seen him?
What are you going to do, like Dildo Fridays? What's going to happen in the marriage?
Have you seen him?
I haven't. What does he look
like? Vaseline Wednesdays? Who knows what happens?
He must be a hypnotist or a magician because he's fugly. And so she's obviously got to do stuff to keep herself interested because, man.
So seeing him naked is going to do
it? I don't know, but he looks like a science project. Ugly.
Ugly. Mike preoccupies himself with the male half of the celebrity couples.
I noticed that.
I hadn't even thought about what the man looked like naked in that scenario.
I see a picture of those two. I can't even see him.
I was picturing her during that whole story.
Me too. Just thinking of Christina Aguilera naked. Not fugly Jordan Bratman. Today's celebrity birthdays. Anthony Daniels. He was C-3PO, the gold robot from the Star Wars movies. 61 years old today. You know, he almost didn't play that role. He was hired to get inside the suit. To be the guy that walked around in the suit. But they were going to hire someone else to do the voice.
Really?
And they kept auditioning. They couldn't find anybody. And they said, oh, you just do it. We're tired.
It's good to say they run major movies like we do this show.
That's right.
All right, just
now,
do it.
Is this right when I heard that he's the only character who's in all six movies, too?
That's correct. Yeah. Although I think the midget inside the R2-D2 suit, Kenny Baker.
Really?
He's in it all, too, right? Alan Rickman. Know him as Snape from Harry Potter movies. He's done a bunch of films. Great actor. 61 years old today. William Peterson, so good over there on CSI as Gil Grissom. He's 54 years old today. Kelsey Grammer, made famous, of course, the role of Frasier, and then he was in the X-Men as the Beast. He's 52 years old today. Jack Coleman, Mr. Bennett, the guy in the scary guy with the glasses, who apparently we find out everything about next week.
Is that right? He looks like he's going to have a bad week next week on Heroes.
He's 49 years old today. William Baldwin, one of the acting Baldwin brothers. They tell me he's the one from Backdraft. He's 44 years old today.
Hard to keep him straight.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt. Oh. I'd like to spend some naked Sundays with her. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
How do you know what I'm saying? Why am I talking like this?
I said it before like that.
I don't know. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Week after astonishing week, Lost delivers like no other show on television.
If you're going to kill me, please at least show me respect.
All new tonight at 10, only on ABC.
All right, I have a break scheduled here. I'm just going to ask some questions. I'm not going to come to any conclusions. I'm going to allow you, the K-Rock listener, to come to conclusions on your own.
Okay.
Ralph was doing the showbiz beat, and he talked about a movie.
I don't even know what Jump In is.
Jump In.
New Disney movie.
Have you seen Jump In? Now, Bean is the guy who saw High School Musical.
Right, and loved it.
Here's the thing. I have kids. This is Kevin. You'll do, you know, you say big things. I never watch something like that. I would never do that. I'll never go to that movie. And then if your kids want to, you go in an instant because you just want them to be happy.
Right.
It's amazing the things you find yourself doing that you never would have done before you had kids. Bean doesn't have kids.
No, he has no excuse.
Well, it's not about me so much as it is.
Have you seen it?
Well, the point is they put the album.
Have you seen it?
I may have sneaked a peek, but I mean, I didn't buy the album yet. Look, High School Musical was great, first of all, and people of all ages who saw High School Musical were really impressed by it. It was a really, really well-done, well-acted, well-sung, great songs musical. And Jump In is like the natural follow-up, so you got to check it out. If you like the first one, you got to kind of check out what they're doing next, right?
You know, when you say people of all ages loved it, I got to tell you, I just don't know how many men your age with no kids.
I know. One.
One, right? Just
and his
no
name
one.
Is Chip, the Internet Predator.
There's nobody. There's Bean and Chip.
There's Bean and Chip.
I mean, it's made for 9-year-olds. That's the audience. Now, yes. Bean hates kids, doesn't have kids, but likes kids programming, which is creepy. I'm sorry. I wasn't going to come to any conclusions. You come to your own conclusions about that. So Jump In is the story of a guy who's got, he's a kind of a white/black kid that's got the afro. What's that kid's name from High School Musical, Bean? You'll know. High School Musical has got
yeah, what's his face? Right, yeah, exactly.
He plays Izzy in Jump In. I brought in some highlights so you could all make up your mind on Jump In. I didn't watch it until Bean said that he did, and it made me so angry I had to go get clips.
I didn't see the whole thing. I saw some of it, and I made a note I get some more time, I want to watch it. So I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
His dad is runs a gym and was a Golden Gloves champ himself, and Izzy is training to become a Golden Gloves champ. That's what's going on in this particular show. So they're at home, and dad and little sister and Izzy are talking.
There's a leak down at the gym. I better get down there.
But what about the double dutch competition?
Little sister?
Oh, Izzy will take you?
What? Mary will be there.
Okay, so the neighbor is Mary, and Izzy has a crush on Mary, and Mary's going to be in the double dutch competition. This is what we're watching. Now, at this point, I'm out. I'm moving on.
You know, it was the highest rated Disney Channel movie of all time.
Yes.
When Jump In debuted.
Yes, and all of them were under 12. Except you.
Yes.
Well,
so the Dutch Dragons have been the champions for 4 years, and they're mouthy. They're really mouthy. And Gina, the head Dutch Dragon, she comes up to the Joy Jumpers, which is Mary's group, and she starts mouthing off about the city finals.
Hey, Mary. We heard you guys couldn't find a fourth this year, so you guys retired.
Oh, no, she did not.
Dude, you can mock Jump In, but
we
how is
heard
this any
you
different
found
than
a fourth. I hear you retired.
How is this any different than Stomp the Yard? It's the same movie.
Yes, no.
It's the same movie.
Stomp the Yard is made for people above 14. For people under 14.
Stomp the Yard, the guy joins a fraternity and learns to dance. This guy was boxing, and now he's learning the jump rope. It's the same movie. It's just like all of them.
Yes.
Just like swimming. It's like the swimming movie
that's
coming out.
Yes, it is. All of them with different aims for the audience. This particular one, 8 to 14 at best. Everyone else, 15 and above. So now they're screwed because the city finals are coming up and they don't have all their people.
Now we're down to Jumper again. And the city finals are coming up.
You're kidding, right? Anybody can jump some rope.
If it's so easy, you do it.
Come on with the come on.
Look, it's a
Are you still watching at this point? It's a formula. I saw that part. I saw Come On with a Come On. It's a formula that works, though. It's a very successful
Bean, I'm not saying it's not a formula. It is a movie formula. But there are different aims for the audience, and I'm guessing this one is 9.
It doesn't matter
and
how old
female.
It doesn't matter how old the people
it's
in the story are.
It's a jump roping movie.
And one's a Stomp in the Yard movie. There's no difference.
Stomp different audience.
In the yard, they can drive. They can have sex.
Different audience. They're in college.
They're in college.
Different audience.
I'm going to tell you that right now there are people listening, maybe no one as old as me, but certainly people who are adults who watched this movie and found it entertaining. Now, I'm telling you, I'm not alone. I'm telling you, we can get them on the phone at 1-800-520-1067.
I'm telling you, we're not going to have time to talk to them because we have to play highlights.
Not that you're jumping to conclusions.
No, conclusions
I'm not alone here.
And always in this, Bean says, you know, it's a formula. It is. And always in these formulas, they have to assert the sport worthiness of whatever it is they're doing.
First we stretch, then we run for stamina.
Y'all are tripping. Because it's just double dutch.
Just double dutch? This is a sport. Just like football or basketball or boxing.
It's a sport just like football.
See, he thinks it's easy, man. He doesn't know. Come on with your come on.
And then they have these really crappy pop songs. Yeah.
Well, it's no get your head in the game.
So Izzy joins the Joy Jumpers. And now he's a member. And they're skipping down the street, he and the three girls. And they're doing a little, kind of a little rap. They're just kind of making it up as they go. And they're just having a great time.
So my name is Izzy.
Yeah.
I'm smooth and clean.
Yeah.
When I jump rope.
Yeah.
All the girls scream.
Ooh, he thinks he's good.
I rule this hood.
He make me holla.
Watch me while I pop my collar.
Seriously.
Let's talk to Danielle from Gardena. She is 25 years old and is a Jump In fan.
Danielle?
Yes.
25. You watched Jump In.
I watched it. It was on last night. I watched it just last night. Again.
Okay, you watched it, but think about Bean and tell me it doesn't creep you out.
I can't think because I love the High School Musical, too. I'm
who do you think their main audience would be, Daniel?
You guys are correct. Probably main audience, 8 to 14 year old.
8 to 14 year old girls.
Men over 30. What about men over 30 with no kids?
Let's go to Helen. Let's talk to her. Helen in Lundale. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Can we just shoot Bean? Because I blocked the Disney Channel.
You blocked the Disney Channel.
I have three girls, and that's all they watch is that evil Disney Channel with them stupid shows and stupid specials that never ending. I'd rather have an aneurysm than that.
Helen, don't you understand that Izzy learns a valuable lesson about opening his mind to how difficult the sport of jump roping is? He's all judgmental, and then he gets in there and he realizes, man, you gotta really
Thank
try.
You, Helen.
You gotta be athletic.
Bean, I'm gonna suggest
it's a valuable
to you
lesson for the kids is what I'm saying.
That they renamed the jumping group. And the Double Dutch group from Joy Jumpers. And I'm going to, do you know the name of it, Bean?
I don't.
The Hot Chili Steppers.
Yay! 1, 2, 3. Hot Chili Steppers!
The Hot Chili Steppers.
I didn't write it, guys. I'm just, just, you know, I watch a little bit of it. That's
the
all.
The Hot Chili Steppers. You're not out at that point? Do you say, okay, done. Gave it a shot. Named their jump roping team the Hot Chili Steppers. Gone.
There are a lot of dumb things and a lot of dumb shows and movies, though. Let's face it. That doesn't mean it's bad or evil or wrong.
Creepy?
Creepy.
Not even creepy.
Yes,
I'm not
way.
Even going to say creepy.
Way. I don't have time for the rest of the clips. We're out of time, unfortunately.
Right, but it's, again, please understand, I'm not tuning in because I want to see that little minx who plays Mary get naked. It's not anything like that. It's just
You're a fan of Double Dutch?
It's an enjoyable, entertaining romp. That's all. That's the reason
if
I tune in.
You're a 9-year-old girl is my point.
Who are you identifying with in this movie?
It's no, look, don't get me wrong, it's no High School Musical. I mean, that was one of the great movies in the last 5 years. High School Musical was awesome, and I've watched that like 10 times.
Oh, but my God.
Jump in's all right.
No, it's not all right.
It's not terrible.
They named their team the Hot Chili Steppers. It's not all right. It's not terrible. It's awful.
I didn't write it, though.
9-year-old girls.
You watched it.
My name's Chris Hansen. Bean, could you sit down? I have a few questions for you.
Oh, what's on TV? Jump in. Oh, okay.
Who exactly do you think you're appealing to by watching these sorts of television shows?
Just, Chris, I'm just watching a little show for some entertainment. That's
oh, really?
All.
Well, let's look at the internet log, shall we?
Oh, don't do that.
I love jumping in. I'd like to jump into you.
Oh, no.
What part of wholesome entertainment is that, Bean?
Come on. Is he free to go?
You're free to go.
We just went up to Bear Mountain not too long ago, and Bean had a brilliant flashbulb go on over his head. He was just like, yes, I've got the idea of all ideas. Tried to talk a certain someone into a certain something, and it didn't go well.
I am so disappointed in assistant producer Alex, lovingly known as Super Whore, because here's the thing about Alex, for folks who don't know. She walks around with a menu with prices on it of what she's willing to do for cash, and... All the time, she's always like angling, how can I pay off my student loans? Yeah, I'm willing to do whatever I need to do, but how can I pay off my student loans? It's like, it's a giant burden. You know, most kids, they don't care after they get out of college. They're just like, whatever, I'll send in my $50 a month.
Right, right, right.
Alex, it really is weighing heavy on her. She's got to get out from under this mountain of, and by the way, how much can Chapman High really cost? You know what I mean?
It's not like, $20, but with interest.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like we're talking about that much.
With interest, it's like $4
million. Yeah.
So I don't know why it occurred to me, but I said to the super whore on the way back from Bear Mountain, I said, dude,
two
it's
hours
so...
trapped in the car in Lightning's big man white truck.
2 hours right with Bean?
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, it's so obvious what needs to happen here, and it's the easiest job in the world. Just put a webcam in the Whore Palace. That's all you got to do is just set up a couple of cameras, little inconspicuous cameras in your apartment, and boom, start charging admission, and people will watch you, and you'll be paid off in no time. You don't have to do a single thing different than you're doing right now.
I don't have to do anything. I have to have sex in front of the webcam. Do I have to do that?
Yeah, where do the cameras have to be?
Because my mind immediately goes to me being naked, as of course Bean does.
That's why he's suggesting.
Hello? What do you want, in the bedroom, in the bathroom?
But Bean's not saying have more or different sex. He's saying have the same sex, just put a camera up.
I'm a whore. I'm not an exhibitionist. I don't get turned on by the idea of people watching me have sex.
Do you get turned on by paying off your student loans?
Yes.
Alex,
that gets me wet. Absolutely.
I'm not suggesting that you get turned on by it or that you need to or that it's essential for it to work. You just forget about it. Just let us come, put the cameras in, and then you just forget about it and then pretend like it never exists, and then magically your bank account fills up.
I cannot forget about it because I will know that it's there. I may start making out with the guy. We may get like half naked, and then it will occur to me that this camera's there, and it will freak me out, and I won't be able to perform.
Oh,
and that's
Alex.
The greatest tragedy of all.
How could anyone forget that there was a camera in their bedroom?
Well, here's the thing. Bean says that she just has to live her life and she'll never notice, but that's spoken from a guy who never leaves his house.
Yes.
If Alex were to go out and party with her friends, they would say, hey, saw you last night in your room, and it would...
I don't live my life on I am an email bean.
That'd
I actually
be
go outside and I notice changes in the weather and I talk to people and I go to work and my family.
But the only
and
the
her
difference
family.
The difference would be, though, you're getting high fives now when you go out. Hey, nice work with the reverse cowgirl the other night. You know, I mean, you start to get credit for what you're already good at. That's all I'm saying.
And then guys find out she's got a camera and they're really not interested in being filmed.
Or they're creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why does everybody have to pick the negative stuff? What about all the positive stuff, which is when you get to see Alex naked all the time?
Well, that's your positive.
Yeah. Look, I see me naked every day, so I'm a happy camper. But take away the sex. What about like this past weekend? I wasn't home for 2 days. You think someone's just going to want to see an image
off
of my couch?
Rip off.
No, what I'm telling you is that's the beauty of webcams. Not that I know because how would I know, but the beauty of webcams is it's real life. You are a fly on the wall in somebody else's life that you don't know, that you're never going to meet, you have no communication with other than you get the opportunity to observe their life. And that's what's interesting about it is sometimes you come home with a bunch of people, sometimes you're just having dinner, sometimes you're just watching TV, sometimes you're banging.
Jerry in Rancho Cucamonga, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
What do you think?
I'm thinking that she's not a real whore.
Well,
she's making all these claims about being a whore, but a real whore just wouldn't care about what else is going on.
You just put up a camera and be done with it.
Yeah, I guess that's where my line is drawn. I don't feel the need to have people watch me have sex.
But here's where we think you're missing the boat. You know what? Let's get listeners who have had webcams.
Absolutely.
To call and tell you.
And I want to find out how much they make.
Tell you all the positives and how much they make.
Right.
And what they have to do and all that kind of stuff. And if they're gone for a couple of days, all that.
This is the problem with America in the 21st century is somebody throws out a fantastic idea, in this case, to somebody being me, and all of a sudden, nothing but naysayers, all of a sudden it's getting picked apart, people are talking about what's wrong with it, rather than looking at the magic of it and looking what's right with it. Where are all the people coming forward saying, here's why it's a great idea, all you want to do is poo-poo it, you haven't even tried it yet.
Ooh, a toilet cam.
No.
Oh, that's not what you were talking about?
No.
Oh, yeah, he crosses the line?
He already does that.
So girls who have had webcams in their rooms, their dorm rooms, wherever.
Sorority house, whatever.
If you have had that or you've worked there or you've been involved in that some way, 1-800-520-1067. We need the positives.
Where's the downside?
Right.
You tell me where the downside is.
Exactly. That's what we're saying. There's no downside. It's all good, right?
We'll take your calls for webcams next on... Just saying, school loans gone. That's it. Gone.
That's all we're saying, Alex. We're not asking you to do anything different than you're already doing. Just live.
Gone. Oh, look at all those people on hold with their great stories about webcams. Look at all the girls calling in with results from webcams. Look at... Oh, we don't have time to get to all the calls.
Well, we blew out the phones. Too many people calling. Listen, 1-800-520-1067. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. And we're trying to convince Alex that the thing she needs to do is to install cameras in her apartment so that she can pay off her student loans and we can all see her naked. That's a great idea. I'm sorry. That's a brilliant idea. And if you can't see the beauty in that, Alex, then I don't want to know you.
You know,
I'm sorry.
We're going down in flames. The most, I think. It's just maybe Bean seeing me naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't care if you could block Lisa.
If you could block his computer, would you do it?
Well, webcams creep me out the way Bean is describing them. Because I feel like they're for people who don't have lives and need to watch other people have a life.
Yes.
No, it's not about Chip. No. Listen, this isn't that much different than Big Brother, which is a phenomenally successful show that runs every year on CBS in the summertime.
Because with Big Brother, I could have sex under the covers in the dark. And still
Alex,
get paid.
And you're on a game show.
Yeah.
Alex, there is something about the voyeuristic aspect of seeing somebody else's life. And you know that. You know that exists out there. And people...
Yes, but that requires me wanting to be an exhibitionist and welcome voyeurs into my life.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of girls who do this, all of them are happy with it. Every single one.
That's why they're all calling in right now.
It's all paid off.
We finally found a topic that nobody had any experience in, and that's the positive side of webcams in your home.
Uh-huh.
Josh in Sherman Oaks is calling. No, Josh, hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Morning.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. So, Alex, please look, it's not always about getting naked. Do you have cute friends?
Yes, I do.
So then invite a cute friend over, have a couple drinks, and see what happens with the camera on.
So you're asking
That's
me
entertainment.
To, you're asking me to turn my straight friends into lesbians?
No, maybe pillow fight.
No, but it's just fooling around.
Maybe pillow fight in your lingerie.
I could do that. Okay. I could do pillow fight in lingerie.
See, now you're talking.
I guarantee you there's some pervs out there that would love to pay to see that.
Josh is one of them.
Josh?
Yes.
All right, let's not back off on the sex yet here, by the way. I'm not willing to give up on the sex part. But, I mean, there's a thrill. Now all the phones are ringing, by the way. There's a thrill with, there's the shower cam. Alex, you're pretty hot, and I'd watch you cook.
Pretty hot.
I'm just saying.
Given the last break, I thought I was, now I think I'm way too old for you.
What about Tiffany in Anaheim, by the way, who's on board with payoffmystudentloans.com, Alex's new webcam site?
What's
Tiffany,
up, Tiff?
What do you think?
Well, I have student loans, and I would do it.
You would do it? You put a webcam in your house?
I put a webcam in my house.
She would. She hasn't.
All right. Right. Well,
why haven't you thought of this yet, Tiffany?
I only have a laptop.
Wow, you really are poor.
What does that have to do with anything?
Tiffany sounds like she struggles.
Well, yeah.
Being she doesn't have a laptop. So it wouldn't work.
Right.
No, you don't even get that.
You can't put cameras
she
in your house.
She may not know how to turn the webcam on.
You don't have a laptop.
Guys, I was going to do it, but I drive a Honda, so I really...
No, I mean, these are great calls backing you up. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. There's got to be someone out there who's done it, who loves it, who can talk Alex into it.
Yeah,
that's
let's
all
talk to
I'm
them
saying.
Right now. Here we go. Ready?
Chip! Hanging on every word.
She's of age.
Waiting for you.
Chip.
He's the internet predator.
Maybe
but
maybe
Chip.
I can see you're undecided. I can see you're undecided, Alex. I can see that you just need a little bit more time to think about it. You want to talk to Mike in Redondo, who has some personal experience with the webcam girls?
Mike, hi there.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Now,
hi,
you used to have a roommate, right? Or you still have a roommate?
I used to. Used to have a roommate. She was like one of the first couple people that ever did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
She didn't have sex on camera.
Never had sex on camera. Okay.
Never had sex on camera. She would turn the cameras off if she had a guy come into her room.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Okay.
Keep going.
And she made about $150,000 a year.
Oh!
Hey! Did she get naked?
Oh!
Hey, Mike, can you email...
She had a camera in her shower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In her bedroom, and she would sleep without her shirt on.
Okay.
And she had a bunch of tools that would pay about $12.50 a month.
Oh, that kind of tools.
That's
very different.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Priscilla.
By the way, $150,000 a year without having sex, by the way. What's up
Mike,
with that?
Please email Kevin and Bean your contact information.
Oh, now we're speaking the super horn language.
Well, she never had sex on camera.
Priscilla. Hello, Priscilla.
Queen of the desert, are you there?
We can't lose her.
We lost her. She had three webcams and paid for her mortgage.
That's what I'm talking about. Nice. Priscilla, you have to call us back.
A Malibu mortgage or like a Riverside mortgage?
Come on. It's
Come
a mortgage.
On.
I'm
I
saying.
Like
$150,000.
Beach house is expensive.
Alex, you honestly,
you're not that hot. I mean, I didn't mean that. I mean,
okay, I went from attractive to pretty hot to not hot. Am I hired by the people on the Disney Channel, Bean? The 16-year-old girls you watch? You freak?
I honestly think that
you were jumping rope.
Right.
You would be a little bit uncomfortable at first, but then when the cast started rolling in, you wouldn't care who was watching anymore because you would just forget about that part of it.
I really think that's true. If you don't have access to it. Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah, that's not
good. Oh, I'm sorry. Hurt. It's all quiet on Crazy Island.
Our producer, Lightning, finally came up with a great idea. He just walked in and he said, tell people the webcam is on in Alex's house, but put it in Doc's.
Oh, that's just
that's
mean.
Awesome. But they have to sign up for like a year up front.
For like $250.
Best idea ever.
That's just cruel right there. It's 7:53. Should we continue watching Lost or is it finally time to cut it out of our TiVo? We'll have that discussion after 8 o'clock. Right now, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
We're the shortest break of the day, by the way.
Yep.
Let's go to commercials. Bald booze hound Britney Spears is looking to dump her $7.2 million Beverly Hills mansion that she bought 2 months ago. She needs the cash.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, really?
Tattoos and booze don't come for free, my friend.
Alcohol's expensive.
That's right.
I wonder what kind of income she has coming in. If she's not touring, she doesn't have a current album. I don't know how much catalog somebody like Britney Spears sells.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if she really needs the money or not. But according to OK Magazine, a source close to Britney claims that Preston, her 16-month-old son, prefers living at Britney's Malibu property. That's why she's going to live there full time.
The baby prefers the beach?
Her 16-month-old son has made a choice about where they're living.
You think Preston has said, I prefer the beach?
Mommy, I really prefer the Malibu estate. They have better polo ponies.
Didn't she
Can
just...
Can I have some more strained peas?
Didn't she just buy that house?
2 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you'd like to pick up a six-bedroom, six-and-a-half-bath mansion in BH, 7.2 mil will get you there.
Oh. You can't even move into a house and get your stuff up in 2 months.
Exactly.
Talking about leaving already.
She can. What does she have? She's got a couple bags of pork rinds. She doesn't have any shoes. She's running around barefoot in the toilet, so she doesn't need any room for her shoes.
Just plenty of gum. That's all she needs.
Lots of gum and a full liquor cabinet. She's moved in. Yeah, it's good times. Congratulations to Carmen Electra and Dave Navarro. Their divorce is final as of yesterday. Easiest divorce in the world, according to People Magazine. All their personal belongings that they already had on them, they keep those. They split up the marital assets according to their prenup agreement. They didn't get any support for either side. Everybody said, we don't need that. Just walked away.
They both have careers. That helps.
Married less than 3 years. Yeah, but there's a lot of couples that have careers. Yeah, and the person still, whoever makes more, they think they're entitled to some sort of spousal support from them. So,
I hope Carmen gets the photo booth instead of Dave.
Yeah. A divorce not nearly going as well as the Paul McCartney-Heather Mills divorce. It's going to get uglier, people.
Really?
That's the good
news.
Is
it possible?
Friends of hers are saying she's furious because Paul wants full custody of their daughter. Yeah. Now, Heather is responding
and saying that she's going to bring this up into court, that Paul is such a bad parent, he led two of his other children to contemplate suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
Statement, of course, is ridiculous. As four of the adult children from his marriage to the late Linda McCartney have always stated how much they love and admire him, and none of them, as far as anyone knows, has ever attempted any sort of suicide.
And they all hate her, don't they?
Yeah.
For the most part.
But apparently she's going to try to prove in court that he's a horrible father, and so bad, in fact, that two of his kids wanted to kill themselves.
Good luck.
Themselves, her. Maybe it was a confusion in what exactly they were saying, but somebody was dying. That's all she knows.
I hope that they don't call that freedom song up as a witness, because they would convict him.
Talking about freedom.
He stole that from a second grader.
Oh, you hate freedom?
That was the worst song.
You don't like freedom.
Worst song about freedom.
Fine, Osama.
Worst song.
Fine, we won't sing about freedom.
About hey, Osama is running for president, and how about a little respect?
Again.
That's a whole
whatever.
Different guy.
American Idol. This phenomenon is just sick.
Yeah.
It goes against all sort of conventional wisdom that the sixth season of the TV series would have the highest ratings ever.
That's bullshit.
It's such a juggernaut now that the other three networks are forced to switch their programs to not compete with the show. Usually if there's a big monster show and the other networks will put up their best entertainment to try to counter the program against that. They're just surrendering. They're moving all their best shows away from the nights that American Idol is
it's
on.
It's like the Super Bowl, except for three times a week.
Wow. Yeah, it's nuts.
That's crazy.
In fact, Jeff Zucker, the chief executive of NBC Universal, gives the most depressing assessment of all. He says, I think Idol is the most impactful show in the history of television.
Hmm.
However, I think this season may be the beginning of the downturn on the show, because I watched it last night, as I always do.
Yes. Is it bad?
It's the top 24 now. They're going to weed out the 12 top guys and 12 top girls and then whittle it down, of course, until they get a winner. My wife and I sat through 12 performances last night, each one worse than the next.
Oh, you don't think
there wasn't one goddamn person you could say, wow, that person's talented. I'd like to see them progress. Everybody blew.
Excellent. So you're off.
Well, I got to sit through the girls tonight and see. The problem
I'm
is,
looking
though,
forward to the girls.
I've looked at the photos of the girls in tonight's show. Not a hottie in the bunch.
Oh!
So already I'm a little depressed about the outcome of the show this year.
I share some of your concerns. I was a little underwhelmed last night myself. Although I do love my Brandon. I think he's awesome. I think he's a terrific singer.
Did you just say I do love my Brandon?
You know the guy I'm talking about, the black kid did the backup vocals for Christine and stuff like that? I think he's very, very talented.
I think he's just fine. I think he's got an okay voice. No star quality there. No sort of spark.
So you're off. You're not going to watch anymore. You're finished.
I like the big fat Jack Osborne look.
I like that guy too.
He's a funny dude.
Yeah.
He's my next favorite. Chris. Yeah.
So you're off. You're going to watch something else?
No. Stop saying that. I have to, at least see what's going on. I'm just saying I'm not encouraged by the talent. So the talent pool so far.
That's enough for me.
I think there may be a weak idol this season. That's all I'm saying.
Let me give you one lesson in show business.
Right.
When someone's down on the floor, kick them.
Okay. All right. Good. You say so. And Mel Gibson is going through his I never should have been an actor stage. He recently told an Australian interviewer, that if he had to do it all over again, he'd be a doctor or a chef. And advises his kids to stay away from the silver screen. It's not a good life, he says. Yeah, I can see he's really struggling with those multi-million dollars and his movies and his huge life and his Jew hating.
Plus, if he were a doctor,
doesn't come with it.
Right, yeah. If he were a doctor, he'd have to be Jewish. Then
that's
what
true. Or a chef, he'd probably have to cook food for Jews.
Yep.
Can't imagine wanting to do that.
Jews.
Unless he put stuff in it. Unless spit in the food before he served it. Crikey, are you a Jew? I don't know why he's Steve Irwin, but still. And good news for all of us. The director of Saw 2 and Saw 3 has finally agreed to direct Saw 4. It's good to see an artist stretching himself. I'm glad he's putting himself out there. But that's the movie news. Music news. The Van Halen tour is off.
We were taking bets as to how many dates they were going to actually perform on the road because they don't get along.
We should have taken zero. Because apparently the reunion of original lead singer David Lee Roth, Eddie Van Halen, his son Wolfgang, and Carrot Top?
Yes.
Yeah. Is now officially postponed indefinitely, according to Polestar.com.
We got to find out what's going on with that.
Well, what do you think's going on with that? David Lee Roth is an a-hole, and Eddie Van Halen doesn't like him.
I hate to think I bet you it's not all David Lee Roth's fault. Because although he is sort of a bombastic, he likes him a lot. From a lot of accounts, I hear that Eddie Van Halen's pretty much pain in the ass.
Kind of the same, too?
Yeah, so it could just be oil and water. They don't mix. He told Rolling Stone magazine recently, though, this is David Lee Roth, that the rehearsals for the tour have been combustible so far. That's not a good sign, right? When you're just in rehearsals and you're already going at it.
And you just started after how many years off?
Yeah, so it looks like we won't get a chance to see them in concert again. However, the Police reunion tour is doing gangbusters. Already sold out all of the dates that have gone on sale so far. First round of shows went on sale at the end of last week. Sold out in mere hours. Extra dates have already been added in Vancouver, where the show is opening in May, along with Montreal. Both nights at Madison Square Garden in New York were sold out. They had to add a giant stadium gig on August 5th. Boston's Fenway Park. Those two shows are sold out. And if you want to see them here in Los Angeles, they'll be playing Dodger Stadium on June 23rd. And apparently tickets for that show go on sale Monday morning. So you can check out the Police back again. Even though Kevin says he's heard the music, he doesn't need to hear it anymore.
I'm just saying.
They're a great live band, too. You'd have a terrific time if you went to that show, Kevin.
I'm not a big stadium concert guy, though.
Me either.
Yeah, I agree.
It's tough for a band to pull off a stadium.
Especially a show like that, which is pretty is based around a lot of musicianship and not so much bombastic sort of pyrotechnics and stuff. To see that in a stadium, I think it would be lacking. I'd much prefer to see them at a Staples Center or something like that.
Well, I'd rather see them at the Wiltern, too, but we don't get all the choices we
well,
want.
Well, I'd like to see them at the Troubadour. Well, I'd like to see them in my kitchen.
Boom.
Man,
I just my got kitchen's really small.
I just got jumped in.
You got served.
You stepped on.
Come on with the come on.
Come on with the come on, Lisa.
Whatever the hell it is they say.
Anna. Yeah, that's what they say, Anna. Today's celebrity birthdays, Anthony Daniels. You know him as C-3PO from Star Wars. 61 years old today. Alan Rickman. Get a lot of Alan Rickman love. I mentioned this morning he's one of my favorite character actors. A lot of people feel the same way.
He's great.
He is awesome.
He's great in Dogma. He was in, what else have you known him from? Snape.
Harry Potter.
In Harry Potter. He was the original bad guy in Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
The terrorist.
Man, Robin Hood.
That's right.
He was great in it.
Yeah, not a good movie, but
no,
he was good.
But he was
who
good.
Thinks of Robin Hood, even if he was in it?
I always remember the line where he's going to dig his heart out with a spoon. It's just the funniest line.
He plays the Sheriff of Nottingham, yeah, doesn't he? Yeah. He's 61 years old today. William Peterson from CSI turns 54 years old today. Kelsey Grammer is 52. Jack Coleman, who plays Mr. Bennett on Heroes. He's so great on that show. Can't believe he used to play a gay guy over on Dynasty back in the day.
Yeah.
Where's he been in between then and now? Where's his career been? We got to get him on the show. We should talk to Jack Coleman.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? It's yes. a good show.
I mean, yes, that's
he's,
what I mean.
He's awesome.
I mean, yes.
And we can ask him why he keeps sending that Haitian guy over to wipe Kevin's memory clean after every show. We can find out why that's going on, why Kevin doesn't, can't ever remember anything.
Kevin, you remember Heroes. You know the show we're talking about. It's on Monday nights.
Yeah. No.
It's Kevin, Tuesday.
Kevin's got to see the neurologist.
It's actually Wednesday.
He's
49 years old today.
Thursday.
William Baldwin of the acting Baldwin family is 44. And J-Lo Hugh, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
J-Lo Hugh.
Is 28 years old today. I bet you wonder why I could fit her in on this long list of birthdays.
Not the same person,
Ralph. It doesn't
nope.
work.
Can't do it.
Not the same person.
Denied.
Different person.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, she's J-Lo Hugh.
Right, but it's not where we can't, no.
There's always room for J-Lo Hugh.
No, it's a bit of a stretch.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're going to hurt something if you try that.
So I'm for J-Lo Hugh. She's 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show biz.
Lost is on tonight at its new time, 10 p.m. And
is that because of American Idol?
Yeah.
Yes, that's why they moved it. Yeah.
We've been having some troubles, and Ralph has been vocalizing those troubles every Thursday morning when he comes in, even more pissed off than the week before. And we do have crazy listener William, who used to do the Lost recaps with us. William, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Sean K-Rock. How are you?
Oh, I was on hold for the poor man. I thought it was like...
Hey, Wild Bill. That's how long it's been since he's been on our show. What's the basic problem, Ralph, for people who maybe haven't heard why you're so steamed and why I'm right behind you?
Lost has gone off the rails. It was a brilliant show with a spectacular concept, and the first season and a half of the show, I think, really stayed true to that and kept us entertained. And then it just got completely unwieldy. I think the producers and writers and actors on that show now just have this gargantuan problem on their hands that they can't quite wrangle because they've got so many ancillary characters that are shooting off and so many tangents, so many storylines, that the things that originally kept us interested in Lost, the things we really cared about now, have all been sort of watered down by all of this sort of pseudoscience mystery that they've been piling on and on and on.
There were so many questions about the smoke monster, for example, that hasn't been on Lost for... what, a full
season? Yeah, it's not even that they're not addressing these issues. They're not even featuring these issues anymore. This stuff has all just been left behind.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's like 1,000 different plot lines. They've, tied up 3 or 4 of them, and they introduced, you know, another 10.
Now, you feel the same way, William?
Oh, I didn't watch last week's episode until last night.
Wow.
I mean, it's
that's
just
huge.
Plus being on at 10 o'clock. I think they lost a lot of people with that, but I think they've written themselves into a corner. How are you going to explain all this and come to a logical conclusion?
Yeah, that's my theory too, William, is that there's just no way at this point, the show is so out of control, there's no way it can resolve itself in a satisfactory way. There's no way for me as a viewer to be able to watch it and say, oh yeah, now I feel like it all sort of came together.
Entertainment Weekly did a story on Lost called Lost and Found, and it describes it as intriguing possibilities followed by maddening murkiness.
Yeah, they don't answer anything, but yet they introduce another plot line, don't wrap anything up, and so the continuity is just all over the place.
Now, Ralph is taking it off his TiVo. William, are you done?
I'm going to check it out one more time tonight.
I can't stop. Wow. I don't think I can stop yet.
I'm not ready to either.
I don't think I can. Here,
I could never follow all the plot lines anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. People like me that didn't have a grasp in the beginning.
Now that they're doing it just to be sort of oblique and mysterious and just to keep the tone of the show confusing and sort of mystical without really having any purpose to it, it just meanders now.
They asked the executive producers this exact same question, is why is it so murky? Why no questions? Why are you going away from all the stuff that everybody was interested in? And they said in the Entertainment Weekly, and see what you guys think about this, Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse say they believe, I feel like we're playing a chess game, and in the first 6 moves, we've lost our queen and 2 bishops. And the audience is saying, they're the worst chess players in the world. What they don't realize is we're 9 moves away from checkmating you.
Mm-hmm.
If we lose, we lose. But that's the play, and we're standing by it. That's what they say.
Hmm.
All right. So if they're supposed to be on the island and it's supposed to be, quote unquote, real time in, you know, what, November 29th, 2004, what's going to happen in 27 more days? What happened on December 26th, 2004? Kind of rhymes with salami?
What's he saying?
I don't know.
He's saying, will they address the tsunami if they're out there in the water on the island?
How are you going to tie in real world events to your fictional events?
Wait. Did you say
it rhymes with salami?
Wait a minute.
And you're accusing them of being oblique. Wow.
Look, here's my thing, I think I agree with all of you guys.
Maybe they all just die?
That would be the only way to resolve it now is for them all just to die.
The smoke monster goes under.
In a natural disaster, except for Walt. He's on a life raft and just washes up on shore.
He's always been wet, so.
That's right.
Look, I agree with you guys that it's just the show has been too overreaching. It's tried to do too much. And the heart of the show for me at the beginning, that first season, was that I really cared about these characters. I loved Locke, for instance. When was the last time you saw Locke on the show? I loved Saeed. When was the last time you saw Saeed on the show?
Saeed open up a can of whoop ass on everybody.
That's right.
Hurley we saw for a couple of minutes tangentially last week. But, I mean, those are the people that I really cared about. And it's like we're watching a different show now. It's like they've replaced all of the characters we liked with new characters we don't care about as much.
See, I can't quit, though, because I feel like I'm too in. I have to ride it out.
I think you have a faux sense of investment. I don't think there's anything really to be invested in anymore. Because all the storyline and all the plot lines we cared about, those are all gone. Now you've got all this other stuff going on. And they're inviting just random extras down into the hatches with them to look at stuff.
I think they're going to come back.
I think you're wrong.
I think I have to wait and see.
Here's an interesting topic, and a listener brought this to my attention, is that there was a writer named Jeff Loeb who was working on Lost for the first season and a half, first 2 seasons of that show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an enormously talented screenwriter, and he's a comic book writer, and he really gets this sort of world. He left the show after the second season and is now an executive producer writer over on Heroes.
No kidding.
Yeah. How ironic is that?
So maybe he was sort of the driving force that was able to keep all those balls up in the air for that show. And when he left, they lost some of that talent. And now Heroes benefits from Lost.
And he took that knowledge of having to keep all that and started paying off on Heroes. Because that's a show where it really does pay off.
It really
every week.
Lost looks worse now, I think, because Heroes exists, that you see how much it pales in comparison by how they do a great job of keeping that
show running.
Do you
watch tonight, Ralph? They're going to answer 3 big questions.
No.
3 big questions.
There's nothing they could answer me now that would get me back on track.
3 big answers tonight.
They're lying.
The only way to wrap it all up is put Jack Bauer on the island.
That's right. Jack shows up at CTO and just takes them all out. Chloe, you need a fix on Locke.
Ralph, maybe they'll explain tonight who Nikki and Paolo are.
We'll finally find out where they, what sky they dropped out of to make a sudden appearance earlier this year.
Hey, we're cutting kiwis. Can we come with you and go down in the hatch?
Sure.
Sure, no problem.
We don't have enough characters on the show.
Maybe we can get the background of the guy on the others who unlocks the cages. Maybe we can see his backstory tonight for 2 hours.
I can't let it go. I need the three answers. And you know what? I'm not going to tell you what those answers are, Ralph.
You won't remember. You're confused anyway.
That's a good point.
I don't get a chance to hear the love line on K-Rock at 10 o'clock every night as much as I'd like to. Is Dr. Drew the one with the tail, or is that the other one?
That's Dr. Drew has the tail, yeah.
Dr. Drew's the one with the tail. All right, yes. Dr. Drew Pinsky is the director of chemical dependency services at Las Anitas Psychiatric Hospital. And boy, talk about great timing to have you on, Dr. Drew, with everything that's going on with Brittany. How you doing, man?
Thank you, guys. I just remember being, last time I saw you, said it was the fact that Stryker had a tail was the best thing that ever had happened to you in your entire life.
Well, yeah, that's when he found out about it. Yeah,
I mean, it still is. That wasn't just unbridled enthusiasm at the moment. I mean, I'm not backing off from that at all. It is still the single best moment of my life is when I found out Stryker had a tail. I think about it every day, Drew.
I don't want to know that.
All right, let me ask you this, and we appreciate you squeezing us in your busy schedule, but how often do you see somebody going down this path where they head toward rehab, where they actually go crazy like Brittany has and go out and get a bunch of tattoos and shave their head? Is that real common?
You know, I would caution anyone to try to make sense of the behavior of addicts in their disease. When people get addicted, they do nutty things. They're under the influence of drugs, and, you know, we've seen Mel Gibson act out. We've seen, you know, various other stories out in the press, and, you know, with Brittany particularly, people want to make rational sense of it. Well, was it a statement about her mother or a cry help? No, look, addicts do funny things when they're under the influence of drugs and alcohol, and, you know, she was admitted to a program in Antigua, left impulsively after a few hours, which is a horrible prognostic sign, and then went out and started behaving increasingly bizarrely, and that's just a sign of things unraveling. Now,
and by the way, it's not like she could just walk out of the rehab and be at home. That's a long flight.
I admit patients all the time, and when my patients come in and can't tolerate even being within the four walls of a program, that is just an awful sign. That means that things are really, really bad. There was one rational explanation, though, for the hair deal, though, that I heard one reporter, or one sort of these magazine reporters say that Kevin apparently had threatened to do a hair analysis on her for drugs and alcohol as part of the paternity issue suit.
Oh. Or
and that she said, well, I'll shave all my hair off then, and maybe she did.
Oh, no kidding.
Still bizarre, mind you, but, you know, it at least has some quality of rationality to it.
Yeah, but if she has hair anywhere else...
Not only that, she'll have hair in 3 days that they can test.
Yeah.
Right. Dr. Drew, a lot of people have been watching this downward spiral for the past few months. They saw ever since the divorce, she's going out partying all the time, and she's running around with no panties, and she's throwing up in the back of cars all the time. A lot of people have been saying, where's her support system? Doesn't she have actual friends? Doesn't she have a mom? Is this something that you see a lot with celebrities where they're so used to being the final decider on everything that they do that they don't really take input from anybody else in their life?
That is absolutely correct. And this is why Anna Nicole Smith died. Everyone's on the payroll, and everyone's fearful that if they confront that person, they'll lose their job. There's no one to step forward on behalf who cares enough about the person to put their own ass on the line and say, look, you got to do this. You're dying here. We got to do something about this. You know, there's an interesting part of that story. I talked to the woman that was in the hair salon, whose hair salon it was, where she shaved her own hair, by the way.
Yeah, because the woman wouldn't do it, right?
She wouldn't do it. And when she was trying to persuade her against it, the bodyguard stepped in and went, hey, she can do whatever she wants.
Oh, good. Oh,
that is astonishing. That is bizarre, staggering behavior. And so there's no one to stop this woman from continuing to unravel, and that's how they die. So thank God she's in treatment now.
Now, she's back in rehab, and apparently her family had a lot to do with that. Does that work when a family talks you into going to rehab, or do you have to kind of do it on your own?
You're asking great questions, guys. Getting people into treatment by any means is a good idea. But in terms of the probability of success, at least on the initial brush with treatment, the one motivation we look for is a deep belief on behalf of the patient that they believe they're going to die if they continue on the path they're on. They have to really believe they're going to die. And if they don't, it's very hard to motivate them.
Do you think it'll stick with Brittany from what you've just observed from the outside? Does it seem like she's a likely candidate for somebody to get herself clean, or does she seem like a relapse waiting to happen?
You got to remember that addiction is a chronic disease. I mean, Anna Nicole had overdosed in 1995 and nearly died, and now she finally did die of this disease.
Right.
It's like diabetes or asthma. We don't look at diabetic management and say, God, we are just woefully inadequate because God knows diabetics need to be hospitalized, have their sugar adjusted once in a while. The same thing is true with addiction. As long as someone stays with the treatment process, they may need several series of hospitalizations. They may need lengthy hospitalizations before they have a sustained recovery. And I think we're going to see more of that kind of a history with these women that we've recently put in treatment.
Are we getting an emergency break-in, or what just happened there?
It's all good.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Drew, let me ask you one more thing, and this is off the Britney topic, but Ralph did a story a few days ago about Lindsay, who I guess has just gotten out of rehab. She did some sort of a 30-day thing. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, there's nothing magical about 30 days. And you're going to need to sustain long-term structured treatment and a high degree of involvement with the 12-step community, or we will see more trouble ahead. And what I've heard about Lindsay, it's not sounding like she's getting that actively engaged in the sobriety process.
Well that was my question to you. Is somebody like Lindsay, who so famously was in rehab and then instantly, the minute she was out, starts going to every nightclub in Hollywood, and it's just, I can't imagine you don't advise your patients, hey, stay out of bars if you have a problem with alcohol. I mean, isn't that just asking too much?
Yes. Any evocative situation, any arousing situation, they should be just involved in quiet sobriety, and that's that. And this insistence on going out and, quote, testing themselves, or they don't have a problem,
right,
that is massive abject denial, and that is active disease.
Do we know what Brittany is having trouble with? Is it alcohol, or is it like a party drug like cocaine or something?
You know what's interesting? I was thinking about the celebrities that I've treated, and whatever you hear about in the press, it's always way off the truth. I mean, in terms of the profound problems these people are having.
Way off meaning it's not anywhere near accurate as bad?
Not anywhere near as profoundly problematic as you would imagine. In other words, imagine the worst multiplied times 10, and that's what's actually going on.
Wow.
But what gets to the press is a very tiny piece of the iceberg.
Man, you're a downer.
How about that? All right, last question, because I do hear you on Loveline, and it seems like...
You guys are sleeping at night. Give me a break.
I do. From time to time, I do. And it just seemed like no matter what a caller calls in with, you have a theory about what age they were when they were touched inappropriately by a relative. Is that going on with Brittany here, Dr. Drew?
I can't say, but I smell a lot more trouble than... You know, and again, because I deal with drug addicts all day long, I can't rely on anything patients say to me, because they're in their disease, their denial, they're obfuscating, they're dissembling. So I have to really rely on what they evoke in me on a more intuitive and emotional level. And I definitely got some strong feelings about old Brittany. There's a lot more going on.
Obfuscating. Look up that word.
Dr. Drew using the word obfuscating on our show. He's never heard our show either then.
Dave, the King of Mexico, says we're getting calls from listeners saying that she just left this rehab. But he's
a horrible sign.
But he's not positive, and he's looking for the story.
People that do that, that go in and leave impulsively, it also means that there may be some psychiatric stuff going on above and beyond the addiction, because if they can't tolerate being anywhere, that's a bad sign.
That's way bad. How much would we have to pay you to see you lick Stryker's tail?
See me lick Stryker's tail?
Yeah.
I'm thinking...
That's a good question. You're asking good questions.
No number.
No number. Okay. No. Really?
No.
Everyone's got a number. We've discovered that.
Everyone has a price. Come on, Drew. All right. Dr. Drew again tonight at 10 o'clock on Loveline, and on every television show in America, you can see this guy. Thanks, Drew. We appreciate it, man.
It's the astronaut and Anna and Brittany. That's true.
No kidding. No kidding. Thank you, Dr. Drew.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Well, there's a disturbance in the force, you guys, that we're going to have to take care of. We have an unhappy camper in the Kevin and Bean family.
Yeah, it's Ralph. He hasn't got the Britney Spears is broken out of rehab again email, so someone please send him that.
Actually, Ralph was complaining he doesn't know anything about this steak and BJ day. He wanted to know if maybe somebody could send that email. That's what he was asking me. Guys, I can't find it on the internet, so send it to Ralph at KRock.com.
And anybody that can help him with getting some money out of Nigeria. Okay.
No, this email goes like this. Dear Kevin and Bean, it's from Doto. I see it's from Doto. So far, we had used me on the show for 5 or 6 years now, and I'm not going anywhere. I just want to be wasting time and beating a dead horse that's going nowhere. By the way, it's not enough to beat a dead horse. It has to be a dead horse that's not going anywhere.
Right. Sure.
Okay.
Not moving.
I'm dead serious about going somewhere in entertainment, or, well, just wasting our time just being up front. So please be honest with me. If the entertainment is not working out, then I'll be glad to find other avenues. If my entertainment is not going anywhere, then I might want to stop being on the show. Now that hurts me to the core. That's like, I don't want to be in your family anymore. You know what I mean?
Kevin Bean?
Joe, you don't just quit
Hi,
the family.
Joe.
A happy Chinese New Year, Kevin Bean.
Yeah.
And you as well. You're the pig, right?
Yeah, you're the pig.
Joe, if my entertainment is not going anywhere, then I might want to stop being on the show. Where's this coming from?
Bean, I did thought about it over the weekends. I think that we should just keep trying, Kevin Bean.
Keep trying. What were you depressed about when you wrote this email?
I was because I was having some family issues, Kevin Bean.
Oh, and blaming us, taking it out on us. I see.
Look, I was some issues I need to get over with.
Dodo, you have been on our show for 5 or 6 years, and you always deliver. You are magic on the mic. We love having you on the show. But is it our fault if you're not taking advantage of the exposure that you're getting through the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ and maybe doing something else with it? I mean, do you think that maybe the ball's a little bit in your court in terms of the next move?
Yeah, well, Kevin Bean, maybe part of it is my part, too. Yeah, I need to go out and bust my ass.
Well, part of it, yeah. Most of it's our fault, though. Don't get the wrong idea.
I mean, what are you doing to make it in the entertainment business?
What am I doing? Well, I haven't been doing too much about it, Kevin Bean.
Well, like, here's a good question. You've done some stand-up in the past. Have you been, you know, observing life, seeing things as you travel, working up a chunk on how you got arrested for murder, all that kind of stuff?
I've done a little bit of both, Kevin Bean.
You have done some of that.
Yeah, to just observe life, observe the world.
Right, and you've written down some jokes about that stuff?
Some of it.
Yeah.
Well, though, I think what Kevin is suggesting is take advantage of this time to work on some new material and then head back out to the open mic night. I mean, get a following because you deliver, because you're funny when you get up on stage, and then people will want to see you again.
I mean, just get out there, right, Green Bean?
Yeah, get out there.
You got to get out there and try your stuff out. Like, what? Like, give us an example of one of the things you've written in the last, say, 6 months. Your favorite thing.
My favorite food is Italian ice cream.
Italian ice cream. No, I don't mean your favorite food. I mean,
that was funny though.
Because I had that when I was in Kuala Lumpur. I was at a Twin Tower.
Right.
And
okay, but what Kevin was asking is, in terms of material, like, have you had an observation that you thought, oh, that's funny, I should include that in my stand-up act next time I go out on stage? Do you have a joke for us, maybe?
Not off my head, but I need to dig in a little bit, Kevin.
Ralph's here. Yes, Ralph.
Dodo, are you familiar with the show American Idol?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it, but I don't watch it very often. But I know what's going on.
Okay, at the request of a lot of people, I'm going to.
Yeah, what... I know a lot of weird people go out there and act and just show the impression, Ralph.
Yeah, at the request of a lot of people, and I feel this way too. I'm going to what they call Simon Cowell your ass right now. Huh. Okay.
Oh no! Don't hurt our boy.
I'm not going to hurt him. But Dodo, I think you need to recognize that maybe the entertainment business is not the right business for you.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
Why would you say that, Ralph?
Dash this man's dreams.
Because I think you've given it a fair shot. I think for whatever reasons, the powers that be just haven't come together. And I think perhaps this is a career that you've invested a lot of time in, and maybe you want to move on and try something new.
Oh, Ralph. Look, we love Dodo.
I love Dodo too. That's why I'm telling him this.
Ralph has If we find him entertaining on our show, and I assume our listeners do as well, then why wouldn't millions of others who haven't experienced him yet find him entertaining?
Well, first, I think you need to review your assumptions.
Ralph does not speak for us, Dodo. I think he's...
I know.
It's that time of the month or something. I don't know.
Ralph just give me his opinion about
it.
That's all I'm doing, Dodo. But I think, in my opinion, the entertainment industry may not be the best journey for you in terms of finding a successful, fruitful life.
Or is it possible that they just haven't discovered him yet?
Yeah, well, that could be, right?
See, you don't want to give up your dream, right, Ralph? You still want to be an actor, right?
No, I've given that up.
Oh. Okay, so you do have to give it up.
Working on the show will deaden your dreams, Dodo. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Get out before your dreams are dead.
It's us.
Yes.
We're the ones.
How dare you?
But I'm saying, Dodo, is there anything else you'd like to pursue? Any other sort of career that you would really enjoy doing?
Comedy, Kevin Bean.
Exactly. Yeah,
I guess I meant to say other than that.
No, comedy, talk show.
That's it. Comedy or talk show.
There's nothing else that interests you.
What?
There's nothing else that interests you?
Yeah.
All right. That's enough out of you, Ralph.
He wants to be in the entertainment industry, Ralph. Look, if you're going to be Simon Cowell, then I'm going to be Randy, and I'm going to tell you, Dodo, that I am still feeling you, dog, and maybe it wasn't your best week, but I'm telling you, you got a lot of potential, and I want to see you back here next week in the dog pound.
That makes Kevin Paul Abdul.
I'm Paul Abdul.
She's clapping.
Clapping some random time.
Dodo, Ralph is a bad, bad man. Don't ever stop doing what you're doing.
I don't worry. I know that.
Okay.
I only want what's best for you, Dodo. That's all I want for you.
But I do have other endeavors in life. Entertainment is just one venue, but I do have other business opportunities.
I'm pretty sure Ralph was asking for those a minute ago.
But all I got was talk show and comedy.
But that's all right, because we want you to keep on keeping on, Dodo.
Maybe motivational speaking.
Yeah, but really, how can I get into that, Ralph?
Speaking circuit, good.
Yeah, I like it. Listen, we got to go, Doe. I know you're heading up to Canada.
That requires talking, Kevin Bean.
What's that? That kind of speaking, right. Yeah, okay.
Career requires talking.
By speaking, you mean talking.
Yeah. I know you're heading up to Canada for the Chinese New Year. You're going to bang yourself some Canadian hookers while you're up there?
I don't know. That's a good question, Bean. Depends on the man upstairs.
It depends on the man upstairs.
Hallelujah. Is he their pimp?
Is that God or your dad?
I don't know.
Huh?
What?
Could be God, Kevin.
Could be God.
Could be.
All right, well, on that note,
could be a Mountie.
What's everyone going
could be
to
a
God
Canadian
today?
Mountie.
I don't know. All right, Doe, don't listen
to me long enough will drive you into the arms of God.
No, don't.
When I'm in Canada, but when I go to Seattle, I need a place to stay.
Yes! We'll give you the address.
We'll give you Bean's address.
No worries. Phones break it up, Doe. We got to go.
Stay on hold. We'll be right there.
Ralph is here with the so-called showbiz beat.
Britney Spears leaves rehab again.
Yeah, that's what we were afraid of.
No.
Just broke news this morning that Britney Spears has left Promises, the residential treatment center in Malibu, where she was staying for about 22 hours. And she has since checked out of the facility. That's two for two. First, she went down Antigua Way and blew off Eric Clapton's joint, and now she's out of Promises.
Maybe she's just an exceptionally fast learner, Ralph. You ever think about that?
She's already done? Cured.
She's done, finished. Yeah.
Okay, I got it, y'all. I understand now.
She walks out. That's it. So, who knows?
Wow.
Some people are speculating maybe she's going into a full-time lockdown sort of facility. She needs bigger help than the residential treatment facility of Promises, so maybe she's getting a more serious help.
So they think this
help.
Is a positive step?
No one knows. No one knows really what's going on, but there's some speculation on both sides that either she's honked up beyond belief or she's going to check into a more serious sort of regimented hospital program.
I hope that's it. This is getting really sad.
Yeah. What else can she cut off? She's going to lose a limb or something now. Last time she lost her hair.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll get a labiaplasty.
Oh! Oh! You know.
Maybe.
Just saying.
You are just saying.
Take a little of the hot pastrami off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
What? I got a moan from the guy who plays half a pound of delicious beef, whatever that drop is.
He moaned it all the time. Just saying.
Yeah. More breaking showbiz news. Finally, we have the complete list of competitors for the next season of Dancing with the Stars on ABC.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Springer was announcing that on Good Morning America this morning. What's the deal?
As if all that talk about American Idol wasn't enough, now we have Dancing with the Stars to contend with again. Here is your list. Olympian Apollo Ono.
Hey! Hey!
We'll be Dancing with the Stars. Boxer Layla Ali.
Oh, really?
Muhammad Ali's daughter will be participating. Clyde the Glide Drexler, former basketball star.
Why do these athletes do this?
Will be testing his knees on the dance floor.
Mm.
Actor Vincent Pastore, who played Big Pussy on The Sopranos.
No. He's a fag.
Nope. It's getting better. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh.
Former achy breaky heart country star.
Oh. Wow.
Former NSYNC member Joey Fat One.
I think it's Fatone, I'm pretty sure.
You sure?
Isn't that, rehearse dancing a lot when they're in those boy bands?
Yeah, he has an advantage.
Yeah, you'd think, right?
Former Miss USA Shandy Finnessy.
Okay, I don't know her.
The famous Shandy Finnessy will be joining the cast this year.
As long as she's hot.
Former Entertainment Tonight show host Lisa Gibbons.
Really?
Okay. God. This is the worst lineup of D-listers I've ever read.
Thank God I don't watch it.
It's more of the surreal life that it seems like Dancing with the Stars. Huh?
Model Paula Poroskova. Paulina Poroskova, rather.
Oh.
She used to be hot.
She's still married to the dude from The Cars?
I think so.
Rick Ocasek. Ian Ziering from Beverly Hills 90210. And last but certainly not least.
Say it.
Paul McCartney's estranged wife, Heather Mills, will be amongst the competitors.
We have to watch. I have to watch.
She's so hateable. I want to see her fall.
You know we're watching.
You know, this is...
I want to see her teeter and fall.
Who's next? Like Stephen Hawking? Who are they going to bring out?
Hopefully.
I would watch that, too.
Rolling with the Stars.
Corky.
It's so funny, though, how they cast these things and they have, like, replacements for everybody. You know,
yeah,
like
they've got their mold.
Clyde Drexler is obviously sort of the Jerry Rice, Emmett Smith...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
...role. He's filling that. You got Ian Ziering, who is obviously the Joey Lawrence... who is the wrestler from Saved by the Bell?
Macy Slater. Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez, right. Mm-hmm. He was on the show. He takes that role, the former heartthrob sort of role.
Sure.
You've got Joey Fat One from NSYNC, who's sort of like the Drew Lachey boy
and
band
Joey
member
McIntyre.
Kind of thing.
Didn't
Joey
do
McIntyre. So they, yeah, there's true. Certainly roles that they cast for these yeah. things. But there's your new one. There you go.
Wow.
Wow. Well, you had me at Heather Mills McCartney, I'll tell you that.
This just in from my boy Lightning off of TMZ.com. TMZ has confirmed that Britney Spears has left rehab again. She couldn't deal with Promises Treatment Center, left the facility. Extra Television is reporting that Britney Spears tried to get into a tattoo parlor before going home from the facility, but it was closed. So she stopped off at another tattoo parlor on her way home from Promises.
Wow.
So she's like marking the occasion every time she leaves a rehab facility, she gets a new tattoo.
Huh.
She's going to be she's gonna be sleeved in a couple of days.
She's going to be a circus freak is what she's going to be.
Dude.
So there you go.
Wow. Look, I know she's a celebrity. It's fun to make fun of her. But I'm with Kevin at this point now. I just feel like she's going to be dead in a week the way she's going.
I think the world will be a better place without her. I think much like Osama bin Laden, it's time for Britney Spears to leave our
thank
planet.
Thank you,
well,
Kevin.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's
enough. And I think Larry Birkhead should raise her children. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm getting all my stories confused here, I think.
Mixed up.
Today's celebrity birthday is Anthony Daniels. You know him as C-3PO in the Star Wars movies. I wonder what it's like to be an actor and be in the most successful film series in the world and have no one know what you look like.
Yeah. No one can see you.
Because you wear gold plastic.
Gold plastic?
Yeah. It was made out of plastic. It wasn't real metal. It was like vacuum form or something.
It wasn't?
Oh. Yeah. Sorry to break your delusions there, psycho. 61 years old today. Alan Rickman, Snape from the Harry Potter movies and many other feature films. A very talented character actor, 61 years old today. William Peterson from CSI celebrates his 54th birthday. Kelsey Grammer, Frasier, also the Beast from X-Men. He is 52 years old today. Jack Coleman, one of our favorites over there on Heroes. He plays Mr. Bennett. You know him as the horn-rimmed glasses guy. 49 years old today. William Baldwin, one of the dancing Baldwins.
They dance, do they?
The circus Baldwins, the trapeze artist. 44 years old today. And Jennifer Love Hewitt. Oh, how we love her. How come she hasn't been on the show to talk about Ghost Whisperers or anything like that? Does she hate us?
I don't know if she's one of the ones that hates us or not.
We have a lot of girls who hate us.
We do. Yeah.
I know Sarah Michelle Gellar hates us.
Yeah. I don't know if she's in the category. I don't know.
Does Jennifer Love Hewitt hate us?
Oh, it's sure possible. I mean, let's be honest. It's possible. But I don't know.
She's 28 years
old. We love her.
I'd be willing to talk about ghosts with her.
Yeah.
Whatever she wants to talk
even
about.
Even that.
I'd like to have her in.
All right.
So if you're listening, Jennifer Love Hewitt, like that's going to happen. She's 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Some terrific follow-up, by the way, from our pal Jimmy Kimmel's show. You know, increasingly, not just me and people who know and are friends with Jimmy, but increasingly I have seen people in the media say that Jimmy now has the best monologue of any of the late-night talk shows. And I got to agree. He does a fantastic job over there. We're going to have Jimmy Kimmel on the show Friday to talk about his post-Academy Awards special that he's doing this Sunday night. But he had great follow-up last night on the Tim Hardaway story. Now, this is the professional basketball player who raised quite a few eyebrows with an interview that he gave to a Miami sports radio station last week where he talked about his out-and-out homophobia, his hatred of the gay people. And there's been a lot of controversy in the NBA, basically uninvited him from the NBA All-Star stuff that was going on in Las Vegas. But here's a little bit. You should hear a little bit of what Tim had to say.
I was going to say, first, the guy who wrote the book that he's responding to is a gay basketball player in the NBA. And so now he's responding to that.
Okay.
I hate gay people, so... I let it be known. I don't like gay people. I don't like to be around gay people. I don't, you know, I'm homophobic. I don't like it. It shouldn't be in the world for that or in the United States for it. So yeah, I don't like it.
I would like some follow up, by the way, from the interviewer. If when Tim Hardaway says it shouldn't be in the world, what is his solution for the millions of people who are gay? What do you do with them if they shouldn't be in the world?
It astronauts. Doesn't sound good.
They're all astronauts.
What he wants to do?
Yeah, space station.
Give them some diapers and a rocket. Is that what you basically do? So that's what Tim had to say. And of course, there's been a lot of controversy ever since then. And Jimmy Kimmel last night, I think, handled it best when he had on a prominent spokesperson from the gay community to address the ugly words from Tim Hardaway. And of course. It was Lieutenant Sulu from Star Trek, actor George Takei.
Hello, I'm George Takei. Recently, I've been troubled to hear comments made by former NBA All-Star Tim Hardaway, who said, I hate gay people. Let it be known, I don't like gay people. I'm homophobic. As a gay man and a human being, I was shocked and saddened. But I want you to know, Tim, on behalf of gay people everywhere, that despite your ugly words, we don't hate you. As a matter of fact, We like you. We like you very much. We particularly like your large, powerful cat. Your smooth, chocolatey head, glazed in man sweat. I'll keep my eyes on you, and let it be known.
Okay.
One day, when you least expect it, I will have sex with you. I love sweaty basketball players.
That's great.
Well done. You rule. Time for Kevin Amin's What It Do, Nephew.
What It Do, Nephew.
Snoop Dogg, that's where we got it from. I don't think we or our listeners are pulling this off. Even still, we've been doing this for how many months now? Still, I don't think we're pulling it off well at all.
No, yeah. But we choose to ignore that.
Okay, we choose to ignore
that. Just move ahead.
You call us 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
You don't win a gold medal in a couple months, Kevin. You have to train. You have to spend a lifetime preparing. Exactly.
Okay.
Right. It says here you get a brand new K-Rock t-shirt, although I have not seen a K-Rock t-shirt since Richard Blade worked here, but that's what they claim we're giving away. Plus, we're going to throw in a copy of the DVD of Babel, which is in stores now. Of course, nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars this weekend. If you haven't seen it yet, you'll enjoy it very, very much. You know, there's a deaf, mute Japanese schoolgirl who gets naked in that movie. So she's got everything going on.
It's, no, she's not.
Yes.
No, she's like, dude, she's got everything I look for. She's Japanese, she's deaf, she's
but
mute,
she's like
she's
15.
Naked.
I say 18 is what I say for much.
Oh, man.
She's happened to still be in high school.
Creeping me out.
I'm saying she's 18.
Lisa in La Habra.
Her back because she's mute.
She's, hi, Lisa. What's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to say that, you know, Britney Spears is giving Kevin Federline a legitimate reason to take her kids away.
I know. That's what's really scary is that he is fighting for custody. And at least in my opinion, he doesn't want custody even 1%. He just wants a huge check.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's going to win it, and he's going to say, I'll sell them back to you at $20 million apiece.
You know, the latest rumor on the internet is, and Dr. Drew touched on this earlier today when we talked to him about Britney Spears, is that apparently Federline threatened her with hair analysis for her to prove her drug use, and that's the reason she went and shaved off all her hair so that they couldn't test her hair.
Okay. And she doesn't have any on her arms or anywhere else on her body?
Well, she's not smart.
Well, we know where she doesn't have it. We've seen her getting out of a car. We know where she's not rocking any hair.
That is true.
She's seriously not smart.
I'm seriously, months ago, you would have said, Kevin Federline looks like the better parent. I would have told you, you're out of your freaking mind. And I still don't believe that, but wow, she's making it hard. All right, thanks for the call.
Speaking of Britney, let's go down to Whittier and talk to Steve. One of the theories going around with Britney selling this house that she's only owned for 2 months is that maybe she's got some money trouble. What do you say about that, Steve?
$65 million.
How do you know that? That's what she's worth?
I saw it was on the richest women, was it a countdown, you know, Oprah number one, or actually number one is the Harry Potter lady.
Right.
So they said that Britney Spears is still worth $65 million.
When was this special? Was it a couple of years ago?
It was like a week ago.
A week ago.
It wasn't even, it was just a couple of days ago.
All right, angry guy.
Dude, all right. Easy.
We believe you.
She has snorted $65 million worth of stuff, though, the last weekend, didn't she?
I mean, I was just wondering if, you know, that was before the K-Fed drain on her bank account.
Right.
Who knows? All right, let's change the subject. Let's go to Matt in West Covina. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah. What do you do, nephew?
I was wondering if you watched NBC's Dateline To Catch a Predator last night.
Oh, I wish I had remembered it was on. I missed this one.
You know, we love that show. What happened last night?
Because they showed the guy a picture of his genitals because he sent it to one of the kids. And the host was like, oh, I wonder what kind of pool you're planning on playing with this. And it was so funny.
What? That's what he said?
The guy said, I came over to play some pool because there's a pool table in their house that they're using as the lair where they catch these guys. And Chris Hansen, in his smug way, said, oh, really? What kind of pool were you planning on playing with this stick?
Oh,
pocket pool?
All right.
Eight ball in the side pocket?
Thank you, Matt.
Ralph, I so regret I missed it because you know I love To Catch a Predator. What was the story that they were teasing from the week before about the guy who got involved in a shootout with the police?
It wasn't a shootout. He was an assistant district attorney from a neighboring county from where they were doing the sting operation in Texas. And he sent a ton of pornography and had internet chats with someone he thought was a 13-year-old boy. And mm-hmm. the state of Texas, it's against the law just to make contact. You don't even need to have any physical presence or even touch a child. As long as you make that solicitation over the internet, it's a crime.
Right.
So
right.
they go to his house, not only to arrest him, but to have a search warrant for his computer and all that kind of stuff. And when they get there, he sees them coming and holds up in his house with a gun to his own head, saying, you know...
Good.
You can't take me. And
did he do it?
He did it. He pulled the trigger.
Good. We need and what a fewer of him.
Hansen have to say?
He said, oh, what are your brains all over your wall? What are you planning on trying to do with those? He was at a loss. Chris was at a loss.
For the first
he
time
struggled.
Ever.
Yeah.
David in Pasadena. We were talking earlier this morning about how Van Halen has split up before they started again. They were going to do a reunion tour.
So bummed.
David Lee Roth was going to be the lead singer. We knew that they fought a lot, and we were trying to discuss earlier whose fault it might be. David, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I totally think it's Eddie's fault.
You think it's Eddie Van Halen's fault?
Yeah, because he's gone through like three singers over here. He got rid of bassist Michael Anthony. You just can't get along with this guy.
It's true. He has gone through
there
a lot of bandmates.
There is truth to that, yeah. I mean, he has his own son playing bass now.
Exactly.
I used to blame Valerie Bertinelli, but you can't even blame her anymore. She's not around.
No. She's out of the picture. You can blame the mouth cancer. Maybe
it's
that.
Really. Oh,
it's what's really wrong with you?
What is wrong? There's so much wrong with him.
He's had a rough few years, Eddie has.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I think the mouth cancer is breaking up the band, though.
I'm saying I don't know what's going on, but there's a lot of factors involved. We got to get somebody on from the band to talk to us about that.
Yeah, that'll be easy.
Let's get Wolfie on.
Jared in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hi there. What's going on?
About a week and a half ago, me and my friend were driving his little Baja bug he did up. We just put a roll cage in it, and we're making a right at a green light, flying around, and we rolled it on accident.
You rolled it? Is it street legal?
Yes.
As far as you know.
By the way, yes means no.
That sure does.
It's not. So
it's registered and has a license plate.
So wait a minute. Were you just making a right turn? You did it too fast and it rolled?
Yes. It was way too fast.
Yeah. You know, you're not on the stand right now. We're not giving you a ticket. You can tell us the truth.
Huh?
Thanks for
exciting
calling.
Exciting story.
Hold on.
Thank you, Jared.
Why don't we,
was there any more to that story, or is he just calling to tell us that he rolled it?
That's it.
Huh. Was he bragging, or was he sad?
Chad in Simi Valley, good morning.
We really need some new phone screeners now.
What to do, nephew?
What to do?
What to do, Chad?
And new callers, too, by the way.
Hey, what to do with my new Playboy with Mariah Carey on the cover? No naked inside. 20.
I agree. That's such BS.
Why aren't you naked?
Wait a minute.
You dodged a bullet. What are you complaining about?
She's on the cover of Playboy, Mariah Carey?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh.
Yeah, they did the same thing a couple years ago with Jessica Alba. Don't put the hot chicks on the cover if they're not going to be making it on the inside of the magazine. That's what I have to say.
Well, that is false advertising. I'll give you that. But I think Ralph's right in that I don't know that we want to see her naked.
No.
Do we?
But if they're going to put her in Playboy, shouldn't she be naked?
You don't want that crunchy-haired, doughy body staring back at you with no clothes on?
But they shouldn't put her on the cover either. Because
you aren't anywhere near a Playboy. You shouldn't be allowed to read Playboy.
There have been many, you know, most people on the cover, almost all people on the cover are naked inside. And then every once in a while, they'll come along with one of these. It's false advertising.
I haven't finished with my Trisha Helfer edition yet, so I haven't gotten to the new one.
Thanks for the call, Chad.
How do you know when you're done? When you can't pick it up anymore because it's too slick? Or, when you say you haven't gotten
done. You can't open it up anymore.
I can't spend any more time with
you. I haven't read the Q&A with Betty Page yet. I'm finished with the magazine.
It.
Yes.
I didn't know they had articles. What? That's interesting. Yeah. All right. Do we want to go out on that or do you want to try Alex? Gosh.
Well, let's try Alex, because...
What is wrong with you two?
Every day.
Have you learned nothing?
No, but Alex in Boyle Heights, I think, has some help for us.
Oh,
good morning, Alex.
What it do, nephew, and what it do, baby boo.
What it do, Alex.
What it do for you, Alex.
Boyle Heights. I'm calling because at the beginning of this whole sketch or this section, you guys were trying to remind folks the whole intent of what it do, nephew, what it do, baby boo, and I haven't heard one caller yet say what it do, nephew, or what it do, baby boo.
The problem, Alex, is that most people call and do it wrong, and it sounds bad, so they just, it's an uncomfortable silence.
So we're not enforcing the rule any longer?
Right.
I see.
We should make them
what it do, nephew?
We should make them say it that way.
Exactly. I mean, isn't that kind of half the fun, making folks who maybe might not otherwise speak with that particular phrase?
That was nicely said, Alex. That was carefully done.
Making Whitey talk like Snoop, isn't that half the fun? I gotcha.
Anyway,
I got you.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say.
Thanks, bye.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Feel free to dialogue.
You want to push our luck and try Greg now?
No!
Okay, his parents live next door to David Lee Roth. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right.
But if you don't want to hear it, Ralph,
tempted.
We'll
now I'm tempted.
I mean, I'm just saying.
But you know what my fear is? Hi, my parents live next to David Lee Roth.
Great, what do you know about the breakup?
Nothing.
Nothing. They just live there.
Greg?
Yeah.
What'd it do, nephew?
What it do? That's about accurate. That's so exciting.
Go! Now, but wait a minute. Your parents live next to David Lee Roth. Can you get him on our show?
You know what? I can definitely go try. I've only met him.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. He's got a diving or a swimming pool with a ropes course above it, with a climbing wall next to it.
Swimming pool with a ropes course.
Yeah.
What in God's name is going on there?
Well, Diamond Dave's a big workout fanatic. You know?
Is he?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't need a ropes course over your pool, do you?
Maybe he does. Maybe that's awesome.
He's a workout fanatic. I used to see him with his wife or girlfriend running around in bright spandex. And this wasn't like in the 80s. This was like, you know, 8-9 years ago.
Now you need to go over to your parents' house and then visit the next door neighbor and try to get him to
just
call
him. Drop him a note for us. Say, Kevin B would love to talk with you.
Yeah, I'll knock on his door.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm glad I vouched for a guy who doesn't know, because it's a new rule that you can't use the F word on the public airwaves.
There is that.
Yeah. By the way, best body in rock and roll, right, David Lee Roth?
Oh, I don't know.
Best body in rock and
roll.
For
a guy his age, pretty good. But you got Billy Idol.
Billy Idol's not like buff though. Dave, when he was in like the kung fu kicking on the stage days back
John
in the
Popper of Blues Traveler.
That's true.
That is true.
He's a hunk. Except for Henry Rollins, I think best body in
Rollins,
rock and roll.
Rollins, there you go.
Yeah, I think. But David Lee Roth looked good.
Amazing.
I
mean, no, honestly,
I'm no Mo, but he looked
an
good.
Amazing athlete too. The guy's pretty old to be doing what he does on stage.
Yeah.
What kind of a conversation are we having right here?
Talking about high kicks that Diamond Dave throws right during Panama, bitch.
So right now, I'm standing in the gayest place on earth.
I guess so.
I want to thank our guest, Dr. Drew Pinsky, for joining us today. Of course, you can catch him on Loveline right here at K-Rock starting at 10 o'clock tonight. And call in on that show and ask about Stryker's Tale.
You know, we didn't have time for Tyra Really Blows today. She did a show on the 10th anniversary of her being on the cover of SI.
No, Kevin, she did a show celebrating Black Heritage Month.
Black History Month, yes. She said that about 15 or 20 times in the first 5 minutes.
Let's celebrate Black History, she said.
Yes.
And let's, celebrating me.
Let's celebrate me.
By looking at me is what she meant.
Yeah.
So that's good times. That show was fantastic. You understand that they added cloth to the swimsuit. She got into the same swimsuit. But they added cloth to it.
That's not the same swimsuit.
What sense
anymore
does that make? It could have been her onesie, and they just added a whole bunch of fabric to it, if that's what she's doing.
It's her Holy Communion dress.
Yes, exactly, yes. Ralph. Thank you. Wheel of Racial Stereotypes tomorrow morning. Haven't done that in a while.
Oh, good one today. Lisa was having some girlfriend talk yesterday and came up with something that I'm hoping we can talk about tomorrow if it lands on it. But it's new on the wheel. We'll see if it lands on it tomorrow.
Ooh, let's hope it lands on it.
I hope it does. Just saying.
New stereotypes. You want to pull back there, Wizard of Oz?
new stereotypes pop up all the time.
Talking about this great thing tomorrow, I hope.
Well,
it lands on it.
I'm just saying, I hope it does. That's all.
So do we.
Ooh, I wonder what the odds are.
I want to
bet on yes, it does land on it. Anyone want to bet against it?
I'm going to tell you that the wheel is magic, and you don't know.
He's just saying.
I got served.
And also, How I Met Your Mother, the TV show, stealing from us.
What?
Clearly,
100% steal.
I think of it as an homage.
It's awesome.
So tired of us being ripped off.
So we'll tell you about that tomorrow morning as well on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kat is next, I hope, with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the Postal Service, also Rise Against, Alice in Chains, Rock and Tours, Metallica. You never can tell who's going to walk through the door, Ralph. It might be Kat. I hope it's Kat.
It's always Kat.
I guess we'll find out right after this.
I heard it's Freddie Snakeskin.